Welcome to Caveman Football, a presentation of Branch Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Branch Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them next opportunity you have. Now, let's go to the game with Chuck Benson.
Now, welcome to Bill Ingram Field, home game, first one of the season, and it's homecoming. Let's set the scene for you, courtesy of our good friends up and down the lines of KAJO Radio and all of our athletic sports sponsors. Now, first thing out of the box, I want everybody to know that my cohort here is on the scene. He's on mic, and you can hear him tonight. So say something, please.
I'm alive and okay. Here. Here we go.
Oh, I've got so many texts last night saying, he's not mic'd up. We had a significant technical problem that nobody could have foreseen, ladies and gentlemen. It is all fixed, and we are so glad to be back with you here. It is almost a perfect night for football, certainly a perfect night for the spectators. It's warm, comfortable, nice, cool breeze coming across the most of Mel Ingram Field in the shade of the far stands right now as the sun is still high above the western skyline right now. So that's our scene right now. Both teams on the floor taking some warm-ups, and we'll talk about what's going to happen in a moment or two when we come back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Thank you for trusting Abby's Legendary Pizza for 60 years. Your hard-earned money supports hundreds of youth working at our parlors, dozens and dozens of nonprofits and school teams throughout the area. At Abby's, doing good in the neighborhood has never tasted so delicious. Can you smell it? It's not arugula and pear. It's bacon, bacon, and cheddar. Yep. Everybody's favorite pizza is back on sale this month at Abby's, loaded with two kinds of bacon and real cheddar cheese. Enjoy Abby's September special at a very special price.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we're in the pregame for the homecoming game. The McNary Celtics are in town right now. They're on the field right now. A lot of blue around the stadium tonight. The McNary Celtics showed up wearing all-white uniforms with blue numerals. And, of course, we're having a whiteout here for the student body section and all of our supporters. I showed up in a blue shirt. What can I tell you, folks? It's going to be one of those seasons, but hopefully it's going to be one of those great seasons that are memorable from start to finish, and this one has already started out that way. We remarked earlier what a great place to watch high school football is Mel Ingram Field. If you're on your way here, by all means, drive carefully and get here as quickly as you possibly can. In the meantime, just keep your radio on KAJO 99.7 FM 1270 on your AM band. Take a little break. We'll be right back with a word with head coach Brad Page after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local Do It Best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Time now for a word from head coach Brad Page, courtesy of our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Services. And, Coach, I almost want to say congratulations, but it's a loss. Yeah. But I think you're pretty happy with the way your team played.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think after it's sunk in for a few days now, you know, we wanted to get that win, and there's some things, you know, that we feel like we could have done or circumstances. But, you know, from last year to this year, it's massive improvement. I'm really proud of our young guys and proud of our veterans, and I thought that we played a really good game.
Down by five in the last seconds and driving towards a field goal. Well, at any rate, we didn't see much there that couldn't be fixed.
No, I think, you know, we cut down a little on the turnovers and some, you know, penalties. But even looking back on the film, you know, I thought that some minor penalties, but I thought our guys were playing hard. They played a full four quarters, and they gave full effort, and that's all we can ask. And so I think those things will take care of themselves.
In our previous conversations, you've used the word aggressive several times, and we saw some evidence of that in terms of coming up with some trick plays early in the season, halfback passes, onside kicks. Yep. Is that a signal to the rest of the conference that here we come?
Yes, absolutely. I had a lot of belief and optimism and confidence in our group beforehand. Obviously, you kind of wait until you're on the field, but doing this for a little while now, I kind of had a good pulse on this team, and I think that, you know, that's who we want to be. Our identity is we want to play fast. We don't want to settle and be conservative. We don't want to be, you know, relying on punts and kicks. We want to go and take the game, and that's what we have to do. And I think collectively, you know, the odds are in our favor with doing that and the way we practice. And so we want to be aggressive on offense and like you said, special teams too. And so, and then we hope we force some turnovers on defense and have some negative plays.
Once again, your words were, we want to have an explosive offense, and it did explode several times on Friday night.
Yeah.
Is that exactly what you have? Although we did miss a lot of sustained drives.
Yeah, you know, there's a few times where we, you know, we turned it over, or, you know, some circumstances where we had some big negative penalties, which kind of put us in a hole. But, I mean, I thought, you know, us being down with losing all the momentum at halftime with them scoring at the end, and then us being able to come and put a two-play touchdown drive together and get the two-point conversion to tie it up in three plays was really awesome for us. And I thought that, you know, that was a testament to what we've been working on. And so, yeah, we want to be explosive. And we have a goal of 8 explosive plays every game, and we had 13. So that was huge for us.
Coming out of halftime, after the two-point conversion, that was as animated as I've ever seen your coaching staff.
You know, it was very interesting, you know, seeing, you know, the contrast, because, you know, we had some challenges when we were a young team last year, and going into halftime, we kind of, in a situation where we're down by a touchdown, but our players were very optimistic. They were very focused on what we needed to do, and all our coaches were very optimistic, and we just came out and took care of business, and we're right back in it. And we proved to ourselves and to everyone else that, you know, we can score quickly and we're never out of a game.
All right, talk to me about defense. Saw some holes.
Yeah. You know, that's been a point of emphasis. I thought, you know, we allowed the quarterback to kind of scramble a little too much. And granted, he's a really good quarterback. He was better than I expected. He's had some really good growth.
He was a known quantity going in.
Yeah. And we knew about him before, obviously last year, but he's improved, you know, and progressed this year, and so they have a good quarterback there. But yeah, I thought that, you know, we gave him a little bit too much time and opportunities to scramble. I thought our defensive backs played a really good game. They made some big stops, but we got to get home on tackles. Our linebackers, you know, that's been a point of emphasis, that they, you know, we have to have that group be filling and doing their job. I thought that our coaches, you know, called the right stuff. We had right things played, and it's just a matter of execution at that point.
Mr. Nix on their side. Was he a surprise?
I didn't expect him to go off like he did. And looking at the numbers at the end, it was very impressive. And, you know, the way they blocked it, you know, they've had a good line, and they were just able to just drain the clock out and then put some long drives together, which really hurt us.
You've also talked about tempo, and we certainly saw you go up tempo. We also saw them slow that tempo way, way down.
Right.
Was that their game plan going in?
I think so. I think North and South Medford kind of have a similar approach with that, where they use the play clock and they use the whole thing. Sometimes I wonder how long that play clock is going. I wish we had in the college where we could see the play clock, but we try to count it and we keep track of it. But yeah, they use it to their advantage and they use the whole thing, and that's why they definitely won the time of possession. But, you know, we still had as many yards as them, and you give us two more plays without fumbling there at the end, I think we come away with a win.
Okay, all right, Coach. What have you been working on this week? Fixing some of those mistakes. We saw some penalties early, but that's really fixable.
Yeah, absolutely. And looking back at the film, I went through all the penalties and I thought, you know, especially on offense, that, you know, the holding calls, you know, that's not that, those are effort things, and they were guys trying to do the right things. Or we had a, you know, blindside block called back, and that was our receivers just trying to be aggressive and help block. And there's some things we can tweak and teach. Obviously, we got to take care of any bad snaps or turnovers. We had a couple false starts, but you know, there's going to be some negative plays in a game. We can't expect, you know, perfection across the board, but I thought that, you know, that's about as efficient as we've played. If you take away those turnovers and looking at the penalties that were called, you know, I thought we played very efficiently.
All right, Coach, homecoming this weekend. We'll talk about the McNary Celtics when they come back right after this from Kelly's Automotive Services.
Check out the ultimate destination for fun with friends and family, Rogue Pub and Putt. This place is awesome and plenty big to round up the whole crew. Perfect for parties or birthdays. Rogue Pub and Putt features an indoor mini golf setup and arcade. Stop in early from 11 a.m. to 3 Monday through Friday and take advantage of their $10 and under lunch menu. Rogue Pub and Putt has everyone's favorites, including burgers, sandwiches, salads, wraps, wings, and cool, creamy Umpqua ice cream. You can even order online for a quick pickup at RoguePubAndPut.com. Looking for the big game? Rogue Pub and Putt has it on multiple screens. Whether you want to sit in their family-friendly dining area or separately in their over 21 area, featuring a full bar or outdoor patio with seating, cornhole, and live entertainment. It's always a great time with great food when you gather with friends and family at Rogue Pub and Putt. Find them in Rogue River at 410 East Main Street. Open 7 days a week from 11 until late.
Homecoming this weekend, Coach. Is that going to distract your boys?
Well, if it has, you know, it has a lot going on in the week. The school does a lot of fun stuff, and there's a lot, you know, involved within the school district. We have our players going around to some elementary schools and North Middle School to pass out candy, and so there's a lot of stuff going on. I think that's what makes, you know, football season fun. I think we've done a good job of staying focused and, you know, just, you know, helping these kids stay motivated and focused and realize, you know, these games start coming fast now that we're in the middle of the season. And so, yeah, there's definitely some, you know, things going on, but I think they've done a good job of not being too distracted.
The word you keep using also is focused, and we keep seeing something a little bit different from this team in terms of focus or camaraderie or brotherhood. Mm-hmm. Can you define that, or did you see that coming? Is that something that you saw coming out of this class?
You know, I think we went back to January or February when us and the coaches met with all the seniors, the soon-to-be seniors back then, and we just said, hey, let's talk. Like, let's open up and let's see where we're at. And there were some things that, you know, we needed to air out and on both sides, and it was a, you know, a safe place for them to kind of open up. And I think since then we've built a culture of love and trust, and I think that the players and coaches fully trust each other. Obviously, there's going to be difficult decisions that coaches have to make about playing time or in the games, you know, whatever it might be, and players, you know, maybe might not up to whatever expectation, you know, that's going to happen. But I think overall, you know, we've done a lot to try to build this culture, and these players have really done a great job of buying into that.
Tell me about McNary.
You know, it's hard because we're week two. We have one game of film on them versus South Medford, and from what I understand, they had two lightning delays, and the game got called short. So we don't have a lot of film on them. We haven't played them either in these first 2 years in this new conference, and so it's our first time playing against them. But I think it's a favorable matchup for us, but we can't take anything for this conference. We have a very difficult conference, but I think that they're kind of a younger team, a little bit raw. You know, they're gonna, you know, give us some, you know, soft coverage, and they're gonna try to stay sound. But they have a really good defensive line, and I think their offense can, you know, do some things and make some big plays. And special teams, they do some funky things that, you know, we've been trying to focus on. So it should be a good game, and we're curious to see and get some stuff on film and how we go against them. But it's a lot of unknown because we have just one game, and it's really a partial game at that.
In your words, they have a good defensive line, control of the line of scrimmage here. We were up. Positive going into North Medford, and that was about a draw, I think.
Yeah. I think North Medford's known for their size on their line, and they rely heavily on their line to help them with success, and rightfully so. But yeah, I think that the McNary, they have from what we've seen, we would say, you know, their best position group is their defensive line, and at least, you know, on defense, and their defensive ends are pretty aggressive. They have a nose tackle, you know, they play a three-man front, and they have a nose tackle that's huge. And so, yeah, we'll have our hands full with those guys, but I think that we have a good game plan for them.
Offensively, what's their personality?
Tempo. Go fast, play fast. Nice. So, yeah, we like that as our identity. We want to play fast, and, you know, we'll see, and that'll change. We like the ability to go fast if we need it, but if we need to slow it down, we can do that too and play different speeds, and that just keeps the defense on their toes. But we want to come out the gates and play fast.
All right, what do we expect from McNary's offense and defense?
Defensively, they're going to be in a 3-4. It's a lot of cover 4 from what we've seen on film, and so it's soft coverage, but their inside linebackers are, you know, big, strong kids, but we hope to attack their outside linebackers and their soft coverage. I think we have a good offense that's built for this type of coverage, and so if they change it up, we'll see about that, but everything we've seen on film is kind of at their base. And then offensively, they'll do some two-back stuff. Their quarterback's a good athlete, and you know, they'll mix it up, little shifts and motions here and there. But yeah, I think, you know, we gotta get on the quarterback, and we can't give up. You know, if our DBs are covering, we can't allow a quarterback to scramble or running back to find, you know, these holes. We gotta fill and plug them up. So that's been the point of emphasis all week.
All right, Coach. We'll have a great homecoming game, yeah. And to all of you, stay tuned. We'll be back with more right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Summer's winding down, but the savings are heating up at Kelly's Automotive Service. We're saying goodbye to summer with a deal you can't miss. Get a full synthetic oil change up to 6 quarts, plus a free air filter, including installation up to $35, a digital vehicle inspection, and a Rain-X windshield treatment. That's a $250 value for just $99. Most cars and light trucks. Get your car ready for the new season. Hurry in to Specialist Foley here for September. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Fall is the perfect time to spruce up your home for the holidays. And when you include new energy-efficient windows and doors from Diamond Home Improvement and Milgard Windows and Doors, you can also save money. Get up to $85 back on select Milgard Windows and Doors for a limited time. With over 40 standard window sizes in stock to choose from, upgrading your windows will be a breeze. Need help deciding? Their expert team is here to help you from design to installation. Hurry in before the cold weather sets in. Your new windows and doors are right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Brent's Pass High Marching Band is completing the national anthem here at Mel Ingram Field. Right now, it's time for the starting lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Grab your project list and head to Farmers. They have it all. Doors, lumber, windows, decking, where Dell Road meets the Redwood Highway. Farmers Building Supply. Starting on defense for the Grants Pass Cavemen tonight, at nose guard, number 74, Elijah Hernandez, a sophomore. Defensive ends, number 11, Wyatt Peterson, and number 18, Connor Johnstone. Defensive tackle, number 50, is Braden Carlson. The corners, number 17, Hayden Jason, Zach DeShane, wearing number 12. And the linebackers, let's see, number 54, Jet Stewart. Number 27, Ashton Park. The nickelback, number 2, Brayden Reese. And the safeties are number 4, Kingston Connellan, and number 3, Nate Bassett. And we'll be back with the offense for you right after this word from Farmers Building Supply.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local Do It Best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Offensively starting for the Grants Pass Cavemen tonight at center after returning from a minor injury last week, number 55, Alex Lingo. The guards, number 77, Leo Hunkert, and number 74, Elijah Hernandez. The tackles, number 50, Braden Carlson, number 78, Ashton King. Tight end, number 18, Connor Johnstone. The receivers, number 1, Tim Hart, number 25, Brevik Hill, and number 6, Isaac Johnson. The running back, number 21, Drayton Powers, had a great game, 154 yards last Friday night. And the quarterback starting tonight, number 16, is Jordan Rosetta. That's the starting lineup, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Stay tuned for the keys to tonight's game after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Thank you for trusting Appy's Legendary Pizza for 60 years. Your hard-earned money supports hundreds of youth working at our parlors, dozens and dozens of nonprofits and school teams throughout the area. At Appy's, doing good in the neighborhood has never tasted so delicious. Can you smell it? It's not arugula and pear. It's bacon, bacon, and cheddar. Yep, everybody's favorite pizza is back on sale this month at Appy's, loaded with two kinds of bacon and real cheddar cheese. Enjoy Appy's September special at a very special price.
Welcome back, everyone. Keys to tonight's game brought to you by Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming. Zach Morgan, your key to tonight's game, we don't know much about McNary at all. And in spite of what the coach said, it's feeling like the middle of the season. And I can understand that sentiment, but we're still, this is just the second game of the season, first home game. So keys to tonight's game, what is it? Get over homecoming and play football?
Yeah, I don't know how much homecoming really plays a factor with kids anymore. I mean, it's a big deal, but I mean, any night you're at home on Ingram, I think, is a big deal, regardless of the occasion that comes with it. And so, you know, the first home game is probably more scary than the homecoming itself, just because of all that comes with your, you know, it's a big senior class, and so it's their first last game on Ingram. So some of that stuff comes into play. But, you know, like Coach talked about, we don't know much about McNary. And with the shortened game, you know, South Memphis was really putting it to them at the point when the game got canceled. And so we don't know much about them, but sometimes, you know, like you and I kind of talked about pregame, sometimes those are the more scarier teams in high school football, because those teams have nothing to lose. They're traveled 3 hours. They're at your place. They're here to ruin your homecoming. And so there's a lot to, you know, that goes against the Cavemen.
That's big motivation.
Absolutely. So there's a lot that goes against the Cavemen. But I think, you know, a big key for the Cavemen, especially on offense, is turnovers. You know, last week, like Coach Page talked about, some of the holding calls are going to happen naturally in the midst of a football game. Some of the penalties, you know, you could flip a coin. You probably could have called it either way, depending on which way the referees saw it. And so, but the turnovers are something that's a controllable factor that the Cavemen can control. And so they need to control what they can control, keep the ball, march down the field, don't give McNary extra opportunities, and frankly, don't let McNary stay in the game longer than halftime. If they're still in the game at halftime, you've given them an opportunity on the road.
Well, turnovers, boy, I think you hit the nail on the head. Grants Pass would have won. In fact, the game ended with Grants Pass driving towards the goal line when a turnover happened. And that's kind of sealed the fate. So we'll have more for you right after this from our good friends at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, Mel Ingramfield. We're talking about the keys to tonight's game for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Still, we're running a two-quarterback system here again tonight. Rosetta, like he did last week, will get the first start, and then I'll see. We'll see Mr. Howell later in the second half.
Yeah, and you know, playing quarterback myself here, you know, it's a scary thought to play a two-quarterback system, like we kind of briefly talked about last week. The two-quarterback system either works really, really well, or it doesn't. And so because you cause the kids to look over their shoulder when they make a mistake, they're wondering if they're going to get pulled. Last week, both of them handled it extremely well. I think both of them had takeaways that you could have positively and negatively on both, you know, if you're going to get nitpicky. But they're both good quarterbacks. They both do different things well. And so it'll be interesting to see now that Coach Page has a week under his belt using both to see how he manages the game, because I think – you know, Parker House seemed to be a little bit more agile in the pocket, which is kind of what we thought he would be. And Rosetta seemed to be more of the pocket thrower, get rid of the ball quickly, get it to your athletes. And so depending on how he uses them, but, you know, obviously for the caveman offense, the quarterbacks alone, you know, are a factor, but we've got to get the ball to Trayton Powers. Our offensive line is very good this year. And with Trayton Powers in the backfield, he made some very, very good cuts. Very explosive through the line of scrimmage, not tentative for a sophomore by any means. And so get him the ball early and let that offense kind of roll basically around him.
Well, Trayton Bauer certainly is a known quantity to this McNary team because they got a full video of last Friday's football game. So they know about Powers and they know about Rosetta and they know about Howell. Do we have any other secret weapons up our sleeve?
Yeah, I noticed, you know, starting on offense at one of the wide receiver spots is Brevik Hill. We saw him briefly last week as a sophomore, and he seemed, as far as the few plays we got to see him, he seemed to add quite a bit of speed to the caveman offense. And so I think that adds another weapon for both Howe and Rosetta, which is always good. You know, you want the most weapons possible, especially when you have a good running game. You need to be able to outrun people at the corner and safety positions as well. And so I think adding him adds some speed. You know, Tim Hart, I thought, had a great game last week. Connor Johnson is just steady Eddie. You know where he's going to be. You know he's going to find a way to get open.
I expect him to be targeted a little more.
Absolutely. And so then you can add Wyatt Peterson into that when they go their double tight end with Johnston and Wyatt Peterson. So the Cavemen have a lot of options this year. They're an exciting team to watch. It's just going to be, you know, can the Cavemen not shoot themselves in the foot and allow for those athletes to really take over this football game?
All right, thank you, Zach. Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, offering complete vacuum repair and supplies along with all your sewing needs on 6th Street between an H and I. Brought you the keys to tonight's game. Stay tuned. Kickoff coming up here momentarily. You're listening to KAJO. We'll be back after this one-minute caveman timeout.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
We are poised for football as the Cavemen break through that big banner on the north end of the field and run right down to that big blue GP in the center, Mel Ingram Field, in between the ranks of the marching band and the auxiliary here. So the Cavemen are on the field. The captains for the McNary Celtics have been waiting here for just a little bit as we're just almost right up at 7 o'clock. So we'll have the coin toss here momentarily. One thing I've been kind of looking for all night that, Zach, we saw during the blue and white scrimmage about 3 weeks ago, we had a suited mascot here, a la the duck or the beaver. We had a suited caveman. Tonight we've just got real cavemen.
All we've seen so far are the real cavemen. I would imagine we end up seeing the mascot caveman at some point, because that was a pretty cool little outfit they have bought so far.
All right, well, we'll be watching for that. A marching band is leaving the field right now. The captains are opposing each other right now on opposite sides of the field. The near side of the field are the Celtics, and on the far side, the Grants Pass Cavemen. Cavemen in all in blue with the white numeral uniforms tonight as they march towards the center of the field and get ready for this coin toss to get this one underway. It's homecoming, folks, here at Mel Ingram Field. Chuck and Zach high in the press box here, ready to bring you every little snap that happens on this football field. That's our goal tonight, and we'll try to keep things up. Of course, it'll be an extended halftime with the royalty being crowned. We've got some names. We'll share those with you.
Evergreen Federal Bank, serving our community and serving you locally. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Yeah.
99.7 and 1270, KAJO, Grants Pass.
News this hour from townhall.com.
Well, I was going to say it's the first game of the season, but it's the second game of the season, so we'll get that out of the permanent log forever and ever. Amen. We do need to tell you who we are, and we do that, but we don't need the interruption here. As we look down the field right now, the meeting at the center of the field is still going on. Any guesses on which way the Cavemen will go tonight? Aggressive has been their vow.
I think with the number of athletes the Cavemen have, and it just sounds, Coach Page just sounds different this year. He sounds like he wants to be more aggressive early. But I think the great thing about the Cavemen offense especially is aggressive doesn't necessarily have to be just the passing game. I think they can, use the wide receiver, the running back, in like swing passes, run, counters, stuff like that. So I think he has a lot of weapons that he can use to his expense. And it's an exciting offense to watch so far. I know we're only one game in, but there showed a lot of promise in one game compared to the whole season last year that we watched. So it was fun to watch in one game.
Well, I believe McNary won the toss and deferred. The Cavemen will receive the kickoff. They'll be defending the south goal on A Street. So we're just about ready to get this one underway, right, ladies and gentlemen? So get close to your radios. This is going to be a fun night tonight. Cavemen and McNary. Sea of blue and white here. Both teams have blue as their primary color. Student section is all whited out, and a good crowd on hand on both sides of Mel Ingram Field tonight, and that nice breeze coming right through as the sun is just really setting on the mountains right now, just bearing right in on our window. But still, not near as hot as it was last week at Spiegelberg Stadium. Whew, boy! Well over triple digits in that press box. So the Cavemen send back to receive back on about the 10-yard line. We'll pick up their numbers in just a moment.
Looks like number 21, Trayton Powers, closest to us. And I believe number six
would be my guess. Yeah. Yeah, that's Isaac Johnson. All right. So stay close to your radios, folks. Here we go. Believe they've got they're going to kick from the right hash mark, the west hash mark, going north to south here. That's right to left across your radio dial as we get into this one. In the warm-ups, they had a pretty long leg on the kickoffs. We're unable to tell much more in the pregame warm-ups about McNary. Once again, real question marks. Don't know much about this team at all.
Yeah, I think just from watching, especially their quarterback had kind of a funky delivery, kind of threw almost like a three-quarter slot as a quarterback, which is tough in high school football especially. So that'll be something interesting to watch to see if the Cavemen can get hands on the football in their passing game.
I expect a lot of two-back sets tonight, too. We'll see what they come out offensively. The ball is teed up. There's the whistle marking it for play. Addresses the football, puts his toe to it. High end over end kick comes down short about the 8-yard, about the 13-yard line. Man comes to the right-hand side. That's number six. Gets a quarter turn, gets up to the 40-yard line. Still on his feet, about to the 45-yard line. Great return by number six for Grants Pass, Isaac Johnson. And the Cavemen take over first down and 10. I think they're going to mark him at the 44-yard line.
Yeah, that was a great return by Johnson. He took it over near the student section. As he crossed the field, he really slow played it. He kind of was just jogging, waiting for a hole. And then once he saw the hole, he hit it very hard. And the return team did a good job blocking for him.
Yeah, he was reading the field as he came up as the Cavemen come out right now with four receivers, two to each side. Rosetta in the pistol. And Trayton Powers is the tailback, the left side. Play action fake. Pass the fat left-hand side. It's complete across the 50-yard line to the 47-yard line. Man cuts left-hand side, goes out of bounds on about the 42-yard line. A 12-yard gain.
See, and that's a good job by Coach Page, knowing the film, play action pass, and getting it to the Hill kid we talked about, getting him action right away. And they came in right back on the football.
Back quickly. Ball comes off right tackle this time. Powers moves ahead. He'll get it to about the 34-yard line. That's a gain of about six. Make that 7 yards for Powers.
Yeah, and the Caymen are going to go tempo because we've got about twice as many kids on our sidelines as McNary does on theirs, so he's going to try to tire them out early.
Split right. 2 men split to the left-hand side. Out of the shotgun this time. Rosetta. Again, play action fake. This pass intended, I believe, for the big guy, Connors Johnstone, incomplete.
Yeah, so they went with a play action, what we used to call wide dump, when Johnston, he blocks the end briefly and frees himself up in the middle of the field. Rosetta put it right on him. Johnston, I think, went to run before he caught it, and we're going to get an ineligible man downfield by the Caymen offensive line.
You got the play off quick, too. That's unusual for that to happen when the play comes that quick. That'll bring the ball back to the 41-yard line and make it second down on about eight. Trip receivers to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side. Again, Rosetta in the pistol, and Powers goes in motion back to the right-hand side. There's the snap. Rosetta pass over the flat right-hand side. It's complete again to number 18. This one goes down to the 25-yard line. That'll be first down yardage and a gain of about 13 yards.
Yeah, that's a good job, Rosetta, getting right back to Johnston like we talked about. But McNary's not playing very tough. They're playing a very soft zone defense. The Caymen are back on the ball immediately.
There's a snap again coming to the right-hand side on the run. It's Powers getting to the 20-yard line, bounces depth, gets some help, and pushes down to about the 16-yard line. So that'll be a scamper of right at.
Going to give him the first down.
They are going to be given first down. So a 10-yard scamper right away. 17 for Powers as we come up to the line of scrimmage. Split right. 2 men split to the left-hand side in a triangle. Out of the pistol this time. Again, Powers goes in motion to the left-hand side. Stops on the left-hand side, and a flag flies again. And this looks like a procedure call one more time.
Yeah, you got a false start on the Caymen. I'm not sure if one of the linemen flinched or what we saw there.
So that'll bring the ball back out to about the 21-yard line. First and 15 now from the 21. Split right. Again, trips to the left-hand side. Powers goes in motion to the left-hand side and will set way out to the side. There's the snap. Looking to the left-hand side, the pass is complete. Is it complete?
Yeah.
To about the 16-yard line.
Yeah, Kingston Connolly had to go down to his belly basically to catch the football, so he couldn't get up and run. Came in right back on the ball again.
2 men split to the right-hand side, 2 to the left-hand side. There's the snap, and again, the pass to flat left-hand side. It's complete. Man, and this one's going to score from the 16-yard line. First score on the board.
Yeah, basically all it was a quick wide receiver screen to Zach DeShane, I believe, number 12. And now the Caymen are on the ball already in a swinging gate formation for the PAT.
Wow, Page is going to show them everything this year, isn't he? All right, we'll watch the snap. They're going for two. There's the snap, and come to the right-hand side, and it's good for two.
Yeah, McGowan snapped it to
Braden Reese, wasn't
Braden Reese, who went with the speed option with Parker Roberts and ran it in himself.
Well, the Caymen came out and aggressive has been the key all year, and that quickly, 9:53 on the clock, and the Caymen up 8-0 over the McNary Celtics. As the sun finally almost setting in the west, we point that out because until it completely sets, it's right in our eyes, folks. No complaints, though. Not from El Ingram Field. This is a great place to watch football here.
Yeah, that was a great job by the Caymen offense. I mean, Coach Page has talked about tempo. They showed it from time to time against Renever, but then with penalties, kept having to slow themselves down. And aside from one penalty, I mean, the lineman downfield is what it is, but the false start was the one penalty that slowed them down a little bit, but the Cayman offense did a great job of continuing that tempo, and I don't think McNary's going to be able to handle that tempo all this whole evening.
Number seven is back deep to receive. That's Caden Bayless. And is that number one? Number one, Deshaun Whitner. And they're up on about the 15-yard line as Parker Roberts tees the football up. About 6 yards to the right of the X on the 40-yard line. Addresses the football, puts his toe to it. Line drive kick, and it whistle blown already here.
Going to be offsides, basically.
Grants pass again.
Yep.
So we'll do it again. 9:53 on the clock. We'll be on the road next week, folks, going to North Salem. The Vikings there are in, I believe they're in North Medford tonight. So that's a score to watch. We'll keep an eye on that one for you.
There's South Medford.
Is it South Medford?
Yeah, they're at South Medford. North Medford's at Sprague.
Once again, Parker Roberts going to tee it up, this time on the 35-yard line. The official comes over, picks up his flag, sticks it back in the pocket, and we're ready to go again. And the ball marked for play. Mr. Roberts puts his toe to it. This is again a line drive, end over and kick. Comes down about the 15-yard line. Picked up there by Deshaun Whitner. Whitner comes to the right-hand side. He is hit and dropped on about the 32-yard line. And some pushing and shoving going on here early as the official ride in the middle of it. Didn't see where it started, saw where it finished. That was where the man in the black and white striped shirt. No flags on the field.
Yeah, it was a good open field tackle there by Weston Berg, number 22, coming through the line, getting off a block and going straight for the knees and stopping the runner immediately.
We anticipate the quarterback to be Aris Vassar, number 2. But I say we anticipate that, and I believe he is on the field. Celtics huddle, and it is Vassar. Tailback wonder number 1, Deshaun Whitner. There is an upback to number 24, Kyle Wilson. Out of the shotgun, there's a snap. Vassar wants to throw, gets the pass away, left-hand side. It's complete out to about the 45-yard line. That'll be a gain of about 15. So the young man can throw.
Yeah, and McNary kind of goes against what they had showed on film. They showed a heavy running game last week against South Medford and comes out, you know, throwing the ball right away. So we'll see if they continue that or if there's just a ploy to get the running game activated.
No tempo here. They're in the huddle. They'll break out of that huddle, come up to the line of scrimmage, split two men to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Single back set in the pistol this time. Now they'll bring him up to the left shoulder, Vassar. There's the snap. Gives to the right-hand side. Gets off right tackle. Gets across the 50-yard line. Gain of 4 or 5 yards. We're going to give him, make it about 6 yards as the ball comes down to about the 47-yard line.
And that's one thing the Cayman struggled with last week. You know, it was a stretch play to the right-hand side. The running back cut it back upfield. And the Cayman linebackers were flying too far. They're not staying in their assignment. The Cayman have got to stay in their assignments at the linebacker level.
Second about 4. End in tight on the left. On the right, heavy pressure. Pass goes away. Incomplete. Intended for the flat on the left-hand side. He was well covered anyway.
Yeah, he was well covered. They had pressure in his face from Ashton Park and Wyatt Peterson. And it was covered well out in the flat by number 3, Nathan Bassett, the safety. So it came in right there doing what they're supposed to do. But the play before, like I was talking about, they've got to fit better at the line of scrimmage, and that's what killed them last week against North
Medford. That was the same hole that Medford exploited last week. 8:38 on the clock, 8-0. Grants Pass leading here early, took that first drive straight in. Up the line of scrimmage come the Celtics. 2 men split the left-hand side, 1 to the right-hand side. 2 back set this time. Now they'll move the back over to the right-hand side of the quarterback and bring the tailback up to the left shoulder and once again to throw. Pass right-hand side, thrown well behind the receiver, incomplete. So Vassar, 1 of 3 throwing the football. That brings up 4th down, and they'll punt it away. So the Caveman defense has held. And the offense will have another opportunity.
Yeah, and the Cayman defense is showing pressure early. Even on the first play, they showed a zone behind it, but they brought at least one to two linebackers, or they twisted their D-line. And so that we can see that's what Coach Zine is going to try to do, is create a lot of pressure, a lot of havoc early all night long.
Said DeShane. DeShane back to retrieve the punt. So a single deep safety this time.
Play got stopped because of a shoulder pad showing by number 17 on the Cavemen.
That's a point of emphasis this year is uniforms. There is a good snap from center, and the punt is away. It's high end over end. DeShane comes up, and I didn't see if he was called for a fair catch. There it was. He was immediately flattened.
Well, whether he called for fair catch or not, he got hit before the ball even touched
him. Yeah, no kidding. Flag is down. I think he's all right. He got up and trotted away.
Yeah, DeShane's fine. But it's going to be kick catch interference either way.
And that will bring the ball as the center's finally set. Oh, thank you. Oh, goodness. And they'll step this one off.
I believe it's a 10-yard penalty. Maybe it's 15.
Yeah, it looks like it's 15. It's 15. Yeah, it's coming.
All the way up to the 35.
35-yard line. So first and 10 for Grants Pass from the 35-yard line. Rosetta, the quarterback, Powers the tailback. We've got four receivers out, two to each side, split wide. There's the snap. And they give to Powers. Powers gets across quickly to the 40-yard line, so he'll pick up five real quick.
Yeah, the way Powers explodes at the line of scrimmage is very impressive, especially for a sophomore.
For a sophomore, it's incredible. So once again, same formation. Actually, two men to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side this time. There's the snap. And again, the give to Powers, but he's hit behind the line of scrimmage this time and doesn't make it back all the way. He'll actually lose about a yard on the play.
Yeah, I think and that's the problem sometimes with tempo, is sometimes the line doesn't get in that rhythm either. And there we had a couple linemen standing there not blocking anybody.
And then tight on the left, trips to the right-hand side. Again, Rosetta in the gun, waiting for the snap. Now looks at the sidelines to see if he wants to change anything. Everyone sit. No, we're set to go. So Rosetta's ready. And put Powers in motion, going to the right-hand side. Turn. Pass is complete to the 45-yard line. First down yardage. So that's a gain of seven to Brevik Hill.
Yeah, we've called his name twice already, Brevik Hill. And he was kind of the kid we talked about pregame. You know, an unknown factor, but he's quick off the ball. I'll give him that.
Up the line of scrimmage. Here we go. Trips to the left-hand side and inside on the right. Ball on the right hash mark for the Cavemen. Two-step drop by DeShane. Gets the pass away. DeShane. Lead pass out of the way. Out in front of everybody. Grants Pass scores again. From the 47-yard line, a 53-yard touchdown pass for Rosetta.
Yeah, it's a great job of Rosetta sitting in the pocket. Nothing was open when at his first look. He had to wait. He knew a hit was coming, but he had to let Isaac Johnson get open and get past. Now they're in the swinging gate formation again. Going to go for two.
And they'll throw it in, and this one is good. 16-0. Cavemen lead the McNary Celtics. We'll be back with the kickoff right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation.
All right, right back. The point after wasn't good. There was a penalty. But we're redoing it right now. This time it looks the Cavemen come out and
it's declined.
The penalty was declined?
Or does that mean they could decline the penalty and be no good?
Or do we have a timeout? Both teams have come to the sidelines here. I think we've got a timeout, 6:58 showing on the clock. The clock, the scoreboard says 14-0, so the initial try.
I think it's just no good because Coach Page is getting his kickoff team ready. Something with a penalty makes it not good or something.
Going to be a great year. Well, it was fun while it lasted, folks. Hang on, we got more coming. So that is what's happening. McNary has got their receiving team on the field. Number one is Deshaun Whitner, and number seven is Caden Belos, back deep to receive. Parker Roberts getting ready to kick the football away. Brought it a little further this side of the center of the 40-yard line. There's the whistle marking the ball for play. Roberts advances, puts his toe to it. Again, a line drive kick comes out about the 10-yard line. Taken there by Whitner. Whitner comes to the right-hand side, across the right hash mark to the right-hand side. Gets about to the 25-yard line where the Cavemen corral him. I think just shy of the 25-yard line, but it looks like the officials are going to give him the 25. 6:51 on the clock. We're in the first period. The Cavemen lead it 14-0.
Yeah, if we go back to the touchdown play, with Rosetta sitting in the pocket as long as he did, he allowed the play to develop. The offensive line did a great job of giving him ample time. Finally, somebody came free. He knew he was going to take a hit, and Isaac Johnson finally got loose on the streak, it looked like, but he had to release from the safety, and Rosetta threw a perfect ball in stride. That's a great throw.
Up the line of scrimmage come the Celtics. Two men split to the left-hand side. That's to the quarterback. One man split to the right-hand side. Single back set this time. They give it to the tailback. He is hit and dropped. He'll lose yardage on the play. They'll mark him down at about the 22, so that'll be a loss of 2 yards.
Yeah, swallowed up at 2 yards deep by Wyatt Peterson, Braden Carlson, and Ashton Park. They brought a blitz with Park, and Carlson and Peterson were able to get off their blocks easily, and that play wasn't going to go anywhere.
Clock is running at 6:27. We're still in the first period. You're listening to Caveman Football on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. At the line of scrimmage, here we go. Two receivers left-hand side, two back set this time. They'll move the back end motion back and forth. Comes back to the left-hand side. Pass wants to throw, goes back to the right-hand side. And
intercepted.
Intercepted, I believe.
Intercepted by number 14, Parker Howe. Parker Howe's getting some defensive reps now.
Well, got his hands on the football, so the Cavemen get great field position with the takeaway. We mentioned earlier the new uniform for the Cavemen, the costume. He is now parading around the edge of the football field, just in front of fans just below us here. So the Cavemen come up under center this time. Trips to, or two receivers to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Man comes in motion left to right. There's the snap, and the give to Powers comes off right tackle this time, dives ahead, gets about to the 20-yard line, and that'll be a gain of about 4.
Yeah, and the came in right back to this tempo that's worked, obviously, this far in the first quarter.
Two men split to the right-hand side. Slot left, split left. Out of the gun, two-step drop by, shot is incomplete. In and out of the hands of the intended receiver. Was that Johnston?
Yeah, that's two drops tonight for Johnston. The first one.
He's talking to himself.
Yeah, he is. He's looking at his gloves. The first one hit him in the chest. That one hit him, just below the waist, but it's still a ball that he catches 95% of the time normally.
Trips to the right-hand side and a triangle single receiver to the left for the Grants Pass Cavemen this time. There's the snap. Two-step drop again for Rosetta. Passes away, hits complete inside the 5, and just shy of the goal line. Complete to number 4 for Grants Pass, Kingston Connolly.
I think that was Johnson again. That's 6, Isaac Johnson. touchdown, yep. Trayton Powers.
And Powers takes it in. 5:19 on the clock, and the Cavemen now lead it 20-0 in the first period with 5 minutes left to play in the quarter, the first quarter.
Looks like they're going away from the two-point conversion. They're going to go to the regular PAT because at some point you don't want to show them everything you got.
Yeah, that swinging gate's fun, but wait a minute, folks. Well, Parker Roberts again will try to kick this one, and the whistle stops the action. Did we get another flag? They say it's good. It shows 21 on the scoreboard. 21-0, 5:19 to play. We'll be back with the Caveman kickoff right after this. 1 minute, Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Cavemen having their way so far, 5:19 to play here in the first period. The Cavemen up 21-0 and about ready to kick it off again to these McNary Celtics. Ball marked for play. Mr. Roberts puts his toe to it. And again, that line drive kick goes to the right-hand side, is fielded in the air by Mr. Belos. Belos comes back up the left hash mark, gets across the 25 to right at the 30-yard line. They're going to mark him at the 29. First down and 10 for the Celtics. And the Celtics, what, have one first down? Do they have one?
Yeah, the very first pass of the game. I mean, this is, if you're Coach Page, you couldn't have scripted this any better. Like we talked about pregame, the first home game is always scary. But, I mean, the Cavemen have come out with this tempo and really hammered McNary so far.
Single receiver to the left, ball spotted on the 29-yard line. Got the right personnel on the field. They have now two receivers to the right-hand side. The quarterback is Vassar. Takes the snap. Gives the ball left-hand side. Man comes right up the center. Finds a little hole. Gets across the 30 to about the 36-yard line.
The Cavemen brought a blitz, and they had a guy there, but he almost, I couldn't see the number on him, but he over-pursued himself out of the play, which allowed a good cutback from the running back to get those 7 yards that he did get.
Second down and three, 4:49 on the clock. Gorgeous night for football, perfect weather, fans enjoying it. Looks like a capacity crowd almost on both sides. Two men split to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side. Vassar, the quarterback, pulls his tailback up. That's Whitner. Two-step drop, forced out of the pocket, pulls ahead, got some running room, goes to the right-hand side, cuts back and dives to about the 39-yard line. It'll be very close to first down yardage, and they may give it to him. They are. So he picks up three.
Again, the Cavemen had pressure in his face and had him, I mean, basically for sack. He steps up in the pocket, does a pretty good job, and escapes the rush, and there's nobody else left there for the Cavemen. And then the guys that were in coverage, and the Cavemen were playing a fairly soft zone behind it and had to come up and make the tackle at that point.
4:06 on the clock. It's running as the McNary Celtics come up to the line of scrimmage again. First down and 10 from their own 39-yard line. Two receivers to the left, one to the right-hand side. Single back set. Turn, they give the ball to the back. 230-pounder this time coming to the right-hand side. He is hit and brought down. That's Jerry Tracy. I think it's his first carry of the night. He actually lost a yard on it.
Yeah, that was a great job by Connor Johnston to not only shed the block by the left tackle, but also go for the legs. You know, a big running back like that, whether slow or fast, you can't match them shoulder to shoulder. And Connor did not do that. He went straight for the hips. And basically sumo tackling down the ground, did a good job of getting him down without needing help from any other teammates.
Well, Tracy is 6 foot, 230 pounds, and Johnstone is 6'2", 255. So Connor had an edge.
Yeah.
Is he strong? They defined him as a 1,000-pound man in the weight room the other day. Two men split to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Slot on the left-hand side also. There's the snap, and they give again to Tracy going to the right-hand side. A little power, gets a corner turn, gets up to the 50-yard line. That'll be again close to first down yardage. They're marking at the 49. And
you're going to have two different holding calls. They were holding our corner on the far side. I believe it was DeShane. And then you're also, I believe it's the right guard is going to get called for a hold. So it'll be a 10-yard penalty either way, and the Cayman will push the Celtics back.
So from second and 11 to probably second and 21. Oh, from the point of the infraction, will be 21. It'll go back to the 32-yard line. And that'll make it second down about 17. Caveman football here on KAJO Radio on the road. Next Friday night, folks, from North Salem. Celtics up to the line of scrimmage. Two men split the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Blocking back, two back set. There's the snap. Deep drop by the pass away. Complete left-hand side. Man spins, gets across the 35-yard line. Not much more than that. He'll pick up about six.
It's a good job by Zach DeShane, the far cornerback on the field. His wide receiver came all the way across on a drag route, and it must have been manned up because he came with him and made the tackle at the same time. So that's a great job by our corners and safeties there, staying true to their responsibility.
Third and about 12, 2:11 on the clock, first period. It's 21-0. Grants Pass leading here early. Up the line of scrimmage come the Celtics. One man split the left-hand side. They're on the left hash mark. Two men split to the wide side of the field. They move the blocking back to the left-hand side. Tracy comes back to the left shoulder of the quarterback. Vassar steps up into the pocket again, breaks out the left-hand side, gets the pass away. He's got a man downfield, and it's completed to 35-yard line. Complete to that.
Yeah, the Cayman had some sort of coverage collapse there because middle linebacker Ashton Park had to stay in coverage and kind of got lost, and there was no corner or safety help over the top. So I don't know if they were in man and Park went with the running back or if there was just miscommunication and Park saw that nobody was with him and tried to run with him.
About a 29-30-yard completion there, and suddenly the McNary Celtics are in Grants Pass territory. Ball spotted down on the 32-yard line. Two men split to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side. Tracy is the tailback. They fake to Tracy. They throw right-hand side to one of the receivers. He's caught and dropped across the 30-yard line down to about the 32, 33-yard line. So it goes down to the, say 33, wrong side of the 30-yard line, down to about the 27, folks. So that's a gain of about six.
And the Caymen are bringing pressure every play. They're bringing it from middle linebackers, outside linebackers. They're twisting in the line. They've brought one safety blitz already. So the Caymen are showing the McNary a lot of different looks to see if they can make them uncomfortable.
Double stack tight end to the left-hand side. One receiver to the right-hand side, end in tight also. And they give the ball to the tailback coming to the left-hand side. Wants to make the corner turn. Doesn't get it turned. He goes down about the 28-yard line. And that was Winter, I believe, on the run.
Yeah, the Caveman defense did a good job of getting out to the boundary, but still the Caveman defensive linemen aren't staying outside and the linebackers aren't fitting correctly, which is, you know, like we talked about and we're going to keep talking about until they fix it. If it becomes a problem against the better teams in this league.
Third down and five now for the Celtics in Grants Pass territory. Ball on the 27-yard line. Two men split to the right-hand side. One to the left-hand side. Vassar looks to the sideline for information from his coach. Now he has it. He's ready. He'll move his running back up to the left shoulder. That's Whitner. Now he backs up and Have we got a timeout or the quarter ended? That's the end of the first quarter. At the end of the first quarter, brought to you by our good friends at Moser Paving, folks. It is 21-0, Grants Pass leading. We'll be back with more right after this one-minute Cape Man timeout.
Fall is the perfect time to spruce up your home for the holidays. And when you include new energy-efficient windows and doors from Diamond Home Improvement and Milgard Windows and Doors, you can also save money. Get up to $85 back on select Milgard Windows and Doors for a limited time. With over 40 standard window sizes in stock to choose from, upgrading your windows will be a breeze. Need help deciding? Their expert team is here to help you from design to installation. Hurry in before the cold weather sets in. Your new windows and doors are right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. Second quarter coming to you from Mel Ingram Field tonight here on KAJO Radio. Once again, tip of the hat to Moser Paving, who brought you the first quarter. For chip seating, dust control, gravel, all your site preparation needs, give them a call, 479-2424. Tonight's second quarter brought to you by Diamond Home Improvement at the north end of town, right at the top of 7th Street. Whatever you need to for home improvement, hey, they've got carpet, sure. Yeah, glue, yeah, Gorilla Glue, you need some? Hey, they've got it. Lumber supplies, Diamond Home Improvement, folks. Tools, yes, they've got those too. Second quarter just about to get underway. 21-0, Grants Pass leading, and the Celtics have the football right now. Third down and five to go at the 27-yard line of the Cavemen. Two men split to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side. Out of the shotgun for Vassar again. Takes a snap. Gives the right-hand side to the running back. That's Whitner coming to the right-hand side. And gets very little. I don't think there's any gain on that play at all.
No, that's going to bring up fourth down. It was a good job by Braden Reese from, I think, his nickel position, I believe, of stepping up, making the running back turn back inside where Connor Johnson was chasing after him and made the big tackle.
11:35 on the clock. It's running here in the second period. You're listening to Caveman Football on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon, AM 1270. 99.7 on the FM band, anywhere in the world on the interweb. World Wide Web, the internet. KJO.com, folks. Take it anywhere you want. One man split to the right-hand side for the Celtics, two to the left-hand side. Ball spotted still on the 27-yard line. It is fourth down. They're going for it. Deep in Cape Man territory. Deep drop by the quarterback, throwing for the end zone, and it is incomplete. And we see about three flags here as it looked like the receiver may have been held up by the Grants Pass defender. So we've got at least two flags down on the far side.
Yeah, DeShane was all over him. It was fine for the first 5 yards. You know, the defender gets 5 yards to be physical. But then after 5 yards, you got to release and look for the ball. And DeShane never even looked up for the ball.
10:58. Clock has stopped with a penalty here, and we'll see how this one's enforced. Grants Pass had an incredible first period. Now they're going to mark that one down to the 13-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 from the 13-yard line of the Cavemen for the Celtics. So the Celtics have a scoring opportunity here inside the red zone. And after that first period, they've been able to move the football. Two men split the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. So Mr. Vassar, the quarterback, can throw the football. Two back set this time. One back goes in motion to the left-hand side. Deep drop by Vassar. Looks in the end zone. Wants to throw. Pulls the ball down himself. Gets across the 10-yard line. Down to the 5 and is pulled down. See if they mark him at the 5. I think they mark him just shy of the 5-yard line.
And his helmet came off, so he's got to come out for a play. So you're going to get your backup quarterback in the game here for at least one play. One thing I'm noticing more and more of now that we're in the second quarter for sure, we are seeing Parker Howe at linebacker every play. So I don't know if because the offense is kind of rolling right now that I knew Parker Howe was a defender because we saw him in the scrimmage and we saw how good he looked in the scrimmage, but we knew that with the quarterback competition, we didn't know if we'd see him. And so I don't know if with Rosetta kind of settling in and scoring 21 points in a quarter, if that's going to play a factor as far as Howe getting to play defense.
21-0, clock is running here. Ball spotted on the 3-yard line, second down. And loose football. There's a scramble for it about the 8-yard line. I think the Celtics got it back.
And that's the risk with the backup quarterback. The quarterback wasn't even ready for the football or looking for the football. Center snapped it, so I don't know if there was a miscommunication, different snap cadence with the backup compared to the starter. There's a lot that goes on there that it obviously almost backfired completely for McNary.
9:38 on the clock. And it's running. Third down and just about goal to go. Ball on the 6-yard line. Pardon me, ball on the 8-yard line. Check that. One receiver to the right, two receivers to the left-hand side, two back set. Another snap, low snap. Pass is knocked up in the air and almost intercepted. Incomplete.
And that's that three-quarter arm slot I was talking about. Wyatt Peterson did a great job of batting it up in the air, and Braden Carlson did everything except for catch the football.
9:10 on the clock.
Great defensive play by both of those two young men, though.
Fourth down. Let's see if what McNary decides to do. We saw them attempt a field goal, well, practice field goals in the warm-up. It looks like that they're lining up for something like that. See if they can't get on the scoreboard here.
And last week against North Medford, we saw Bassett, number three, block a PAT. So we'll see if one of these edge guys for the Cavemen can get a hand on this one.
There's a snap. The kick is up and blocked again. So it doesn't...
got it through.
Oh, did he get it through? It is 21-3. We'll be back with the kickoff right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Summer's winding down, but the savings are heating up at Kelly's Automotive Service. We're saying goodbye to summer with a deal you can't miss. Get a full synthetic oil change up to 6 quarts, plus a free air filter, including installation up to $35, a digital vehicle inspection, and a Rain-X windshield treatment. That's a $250 value for just $99. Lowe's Cars and Light Trucks. Get your car ready for the new season. Hurry in, the special is full year for September. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Welcome back, everyone. 21-3, Grants Pass leading the Celtics of McNary High School out of the Salem area. Getting ready to receive McNary's kickoff after their field goal. Ball spotted on the 40-yard line, almost on the right hash mark. And the
pooch kick.
Pooch to the left-hand side, taking on the 35, gets out to about the 40-yard line, just across the 40-yard line. They'll spot him on the 40. That's where the knee went down. First down and 10 for the Cavemen at their own 40-yard line.
Yeah, good job by number 44, Ty Dungy, to rather than look around for somebody else to catch the football. He caught it and got immediately upfield, which got them about 6 extra yards.
First down and 10 for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Rosetta at the helm. Two-man split to the left-hand side. One wide to the right-hand side. Powers remains the tailback. Put a man in motion going left to right. There's the snap. Rosetta loans the throw. Has time. Goes deep down the left-hand side. And it was incomplete. Broken up. Intended for number 6, Isaac Johnson.
Yeah, he had him open early, but he wasn't Rosetta's first read, so he had to come off of his initial read, which I believe was Connor Johnson on the inside, but the linebacker did a good job of sliding towards Johnson and or Johnson, excuse me, and then it was too late. He was actually underthrown. If he throws that ball correctly, it's a touchdown.
Once again, Caveman, two men to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Again, a man goes in motion. Rosetta's under center, takes a snap, rolls to his right-hand side, looks down the field, gets the pass down left-hand side, in and juggled all the way down at the 40-yard line, and then out of bounds, incomplete.
Yeah, that was a good ball. If he throws that ball last play, it's a touchdown. He dropped it right over. It was a wheel route by Weston Berg, the running back, and he dropped it right in the bucket. Berg just couldn't hold on to it.
Once again, there's the snap. Rosetta throws again. This one is John Still right over the crew. The center still on his feet. He's out in front of everybody. He'll be caught from behind at the 5 down to about the 10-yard line. So from the 40 down to about the 10, that's a 50-yard gain.
Yeah, and the Cavemen are going to jump right on this football.
One man split to the right hand side, two men split to the right hand side, one to the left. The snap. Kim goes to the left hand side to the running back, gets across the 5, down to about the 3.
Yeah, and that's one thing about Powers as a sophomore that's impressed me so far is rather than try to juke or, you know, cut back or do anything else, he just put his head down and ran over a guy for an extra 2 yards. And in varsity football, 6A football, that's what's going to make and break some of these games as the caveman season goes on.
2 men split to the right-hand side. End in tight or a slot left on the left-hand side. The snap, and again, the give to Powers. Left-hand side puts his head down, and touchdown, Grant's pass. From the 3-yard line, and Grant's pass goes up 27-3.
Yeah, again, Powers, like as I'm talking, he's doing the same thing. He tries to beat a guy to the corner. The guy did a good job pursuing him to the corner. So he just decides before the pylon, he puts his head down, runs him over, and gets in the end zone.
Try for point after no swinging gate this time. The keeper just going to try to kick this one through. There's the snap. The kick is up. Looks good, and it is good. Grant's pass, Caveman lead the McNary Celtics 28-3 here at 7:49 to play in the second period. We'll be back with their kickoff after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Thank you for trusting Abby's Legendary Pizza for 60 years. Your hard-earned money supports hundreds of youth working at our parlors, dozens and dozens of nonprofits and school teams throughout the area. At Abby's, doing good in the neighborhood has never tasted so delicious. Can you smell it? It's not arugula and pear. It's bacon, bacon, and cheddar. Yep, everybody's favorite pizza is back on sale this month at Abby's, loaded with 2 kinds of bacon and real cheddar cheese. Enjoy Abby's September special at a very special price.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Caveman getting ready to kick the football off right now. Parker Roberts teeing it up right in the center of the 40-yard line this time. And the ball falls
that's number 45.
Really?
I don't know who number 40. We don't have a 45 on our roster.
Okay, we'll have to talk to somebody about that. Let's see what's... We had a... Do we have a... Too deep? I don't think we've got on the too deep. We've got...
No, because they got Zach DeShane as the backup.
Zach DeShane is the backup.
But that is not Zach DeShane.
No, no. A little bigger than Zach. Zach's a little guy. Well, short. Only physically. Actually, he's about 6'7" in his mind. There we go. And the kick is... A line drive kick goes into the end zone. There'll be a touchback. 7:49 showing on the clock. Once again, 28-3 here in the first period, or in the first half.
Yeah, we're listening to Clay Rounsville next door on the PA announce number 45. He doesn't even have a number 45 on his.
I've had to rewrite the rosters three times.
Yeah.
They keep saying, oh, he's good. We'll put him on.
Which is a good problem.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're adding kids and you're competing in games or winning games, that's a good thing. That means you're adding depth. When you're losing games and you're adding kids, that means you're building for next season.
Looking for help, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Celtics up to the line of scrimmage. They'll split one man to the right, two men to the left-hand side. Vassar remains the quarterback. Wintner is the tailback. There's a low snap from center. Vassar picks it up and is snowballed immediately and dropped. He'll lose yardage on this, and that'll go back to about the 14-yard line.
Yeah, that was the first time in a while that they showed blitz, and they dropped out of it, and the four defensive linemen, all four of them got pressure. Wyatt Peterson was just the first person to actually get there and make the sack by himself. Kamen defense has been impressive tonight. You know, Coach Zine has got them showing a whole bunch of different things, which is good for film, because when you place a team that shows so many different things, what do you prepare for? You know, that's where the toughest thing with Sheldon, you never know what to prepare for.
2 men split the left-hand side for the Celtics, 1 man to the right-hand side. Again, that two-back set. There's a snap, and they give the tailback, comes to the right-hand side. Tries to turn the corner, having pursued and pushed out of bounds on about the 15-yard line.
Yeah, good job by the Cayman defense in pursuit. Tackle was made by number 3, Nate Bassett, but all of that was happened because the left end, who is Wyatt Peterson again, made the running back get wide. He had nowhere to go aside from the sidelines, and he ends up only getting, I would say, half a yard.
So about 15 to go for the first down. They need to get to the 30-yard line. They're currently on the 15-yard line. They need 15 yards.
And this is something that came in defense is kind of struggling with right now, is this long-distance defense. You know, how do you play with when you don't want to give up big yards?
2 men split the right-hand side, 1 to the left-hand side. Vassar in the gun, waiting for the snap. Gets the snap this time, looks down the field, pulls it down himself, steps ahead, then throws backwards across to the 25-yard line. It's complete, man out to almost the 40-yard line before the caveman wrap him up at about the 38-yard line, I believe, is where it's going down. So they got the 15 and then some.
Yeah, see, and that's we saw it last week against North Medford as well. You know, North Medford would get themselves backed up with 3rd and long, 2nd and long, and the caveman would give up a big, you know, gaping play, whether it was a running play at the middle or a passing play we just saw. And so that's something the Cayman are going to need to show up. But granted, it's week 2. You know, there's no reason for anybody to panic over it. It's game number 2, and we're not even through game 2.
It's 28-3, Zach. 2 minutes flip to the right-hand side, 1 to the left-hand side. No panic here yet. Just enjoying the football game so far and seeing some good efforts on both sides. 3 men in the backfield this time. They give the snap to the tailback, Wintner, and he finds nothing. In fact, he may be stopped shy of the getting back to the line of scrimmage. He'll lose one.
Yeah, it's a great job by number 72, Eli Parker, getting off his block immediately. Whoever was blocking him completely whiffed him. He gets straight to the running back, basically just jumps on his back and rides him to the ground.
4:55 to play, first half. You're listening to Caveman Football on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon, up the line of scrimmage. Come the Celtics. Split left, split, 2 men split to the right-hand side. Vassar in the gun. Pulls Wintner up to his left shoulder. Takes a snap, and whistle stops the action. We've got flags everywhere.
Yeah, you're going to get a false start on the left guard from McNary. Caveman showed blitz late. And when he came up and stepped in the A gap, the left guard flinched. Good job by number 14, Parker Howell, showing blitz and backing off and getting the false start.
4:33 on the clock. Stopped with the penalty.
Parker Howell adds another level to this Cayman defense, because you saw last week the linebackers were pretty thin for the Cayman. And so adding Parker to that linebacker core allows them to rotate and really, I think, stay fresh, which will help this defense.
Up the line of scrimmage. Two-man split the left-hand side. Single receiver to the left. All right, Vassar in the gun. Pulls his tail back up to his left shoulder. There's a snap past the flat, left-hand side. It's incomplete. Hit it out of the hands. Hit the man in the hands, and he was running before he caught it.
Yeah, came in, tried to, or the McNary tried to run a wide receiver screen, and the ball was thrown a little bit low, but kind of like, you know, what we've seen with Johnston a little bit, you know, should have been caught. But even then, if he catches it, the K-men were right there ready to tackle him.
Yeah, he was going nowhere.
Yeah.
4:04 on the clock. It stopped on the incomplete pass. Once again, still 28-3 here in the first half. Great night for football. It's homecoming night here at Mel Ingram Field. Up the line of scrimmage come the McNary Celtics. Two men split to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Vassar stays in the gun. Moves his blocking back to the right-hand side, his fullback to the right-hand side. Again, a two-step drop. Here comes the pressure. Pulls out of the pressure, steps up right to the line of scrimmage. Pulls it down, gets a little gain, gets across the 40-yard line out to about the 43, and a flag flies. And everything is down, and still some pushing going on. We've got flags everywhere.
Yeah, you're going to get a late hit by number, I believe, 77 for the K-man, Leo Huckert. Came in late and kind of just pile-drived the quarterback after he was already going down. So you're gonna, this should be a 15-yarder on the K-man, which, again, is a controllable penalty because he was going down. There was no point for Huckert to jump on top of that pile. So it's going to give McNary an automatic first down as well.
The flag is at the 44-yard line. 3:54 showing on the clock. And now they step it off from the point of infraction, and it will come down to about the 43-yard line of the Grants Pass Cavemen now. First down and 10 for the Celtics.
And those are those penalties that tonight in a game like this don't matter. But next week, week after that, against the good teams in this league, it's going to matter.
Timeout on the field taken by the Celtics. Look at the scoreboard with 3:54 to play in the half. It's 28-3. We'll be back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
First down and 10 for the Celtics here. Two men split to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Vassar stays in the gun. Two back set. Short drop past the flat left-hand side. It's that same screen they had set up a moment ago, and it goes nowhere. No gain on the play, although it was completed. So second down and 10 coming up. Clock is running. Breeze is blowing. Nice, cool night here in Southern Oregon.
The way the Cavemen are playing that screen in back-to-back series right now, it must have been something that McNary showed last week against South Medford, because the Cavemen are playing that, you know, textbook as far as defense, letting the ball get there, but then everybody rushing to the football.
Two men split the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Celtics ready to put the ball back in play again. Single back set this time. There's the snap, and they give the tailback, the big tailback, the 230-pounder, and he is pushed.
Fumble.
A loose football. Took it away from him. Grants Pass has it. 2:52 to play here in the half. We'll see if the Grants Pass can put up some more on the board before the half ends. So Grants Pass defense comes up strong again. First down and 10 from their own 43-yard line for the Cavers.
Yeah, Leo Huckert makes up for his personal foul penalty, strips the football, and then Parker Howe recovers. which gives the Cavemen a chance to score and really punctuate this first half right here.
We had Leo in the Caveman corner last Wednesday night, folks. Nice young man. Really focused on playing football, and we're right back to action for the Grants Pass. Caveman trips in a triangle. Actually, four receivers to the right-hand side. What do we have, a screen set up on there? Two to the left-hand side. Anybody left on the line of scrimmage? Pass the flat right-hand side, and it's complete to the right-hand side, down the sideline, across midfield. Gets down to inside the 45-yard line. I think they're going to mark him out of bounds at the 45.
Yeah. Looks like it was number six, Isaac Johnson. Just the Cavemen doing a good job of getting the ball in their playmakers' hands quickly and letting them make plays right away.
Again, Cavemen moving quickly. Trips to the right-hand side, single receiver to the left. Out of the gun, they give the ball this time to Powers off the right-hand side, puts his head down, finds a hole and a block or two, gets across the 40, the 35, down to about the 32, 33-yard line. Got to mark him at the 34.
For another first down for the Cavemen. I like how Coach Page is still staying with the tempo. There's 2:20 left in the first half, but we're not playing the two-minute drill like normal. We've been playing the two-minute drill since the first quarter.
One man split wide to the left-hand side, two to the right-hand side. Man comes in motion. They give it a motion man coming around the left-hand side. Turns up the field, puts his head down, gets across the 30-yard line, a gain of four or five.
Yeah, I believe that's number 25, Brevik Hill, getting the rush this time.
So Hill gets the carry, and a gain of eight. A minute 46, clock is running, trips in a triangle to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side. Pass away by Rosetta, complete to the right-hand side. Man's down inside the 20 to about the 17, 18-yard line.
Yeah, that one was Connelly. Complete to Kingston Connolly. They basically just ran out of the trips tripod, they ran a three-set curl, and every guy found a hole, and all three were open, honestly.
End in tight on the left, three to the right-hand side. They give the ball into Powers. On it comes off right tackle. Puts his head down, gets to about the 10-yard line and is pushed back. We'll see where the spot goes. I think the spot's going to the 11-yard line.
Yeah, that was Berg, I believe. I think they subbed Berg in last second on you. Yeah, that was 22, Weston Berg on the rush there.
Berg stays in. Again, three receivers to the right-hand side, ended tight on the left. Whistle stops the action, and
came and go with a hard count. And I think they're they get an offsides penalty on McNary, which is should give the Cavemen a first and goal here. Yeah,
about the 6-yard line. So first and goal for Grants Pass.
We saw that a lot last year from the game. We haven't seen it yet much this year as far as their frame call.
Rosetta sets. There's a ball left-hand side. Man puts his head down shy of the goal line. Gain of about four.
Timeout, Cavemen.
And that was Berg again. And the Cavemen called timeout. 32 seconds left in the half. With timeout on the field, we'll pause. We'll be back right after this 30-second Cavemen timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Once again, 32 seconds left here in the half. The Cavemen lead at 28-3 and have the ball second down and one to go on the one-yard line of the Celtics here. So the Cavemen come out of their huddle, and they come up to the line of scrimmage. Here comes the Celtics here, and we'll see what happens here.
I was a little surprised to see Coach Page use a timeout there with how fast they're going. They probably could have snapped the ball still at 22 seconds.
Rosetta in the gun. One receiver to the right-hand side, two to the left-hand side. Berg remains the tailback. They give it to Berg. Finds room on the right-hand side. Dives into the end zone. And the Cavemen get six more. 34-3 here at the end of the, well, not at the end of the first half yet, but pretty close. Try for point after coming here by the Grants Pass Cavemen. So Roberts will come in and try to add one more. And kick is up. Looks good. And it is good. 35-3 here with 28 seconds left in the first half of play. The Cavemen dominating the McNary Celtics in this first half of football action. Homecoming night here in Mel Engram Field. Now, what will happen, folks, at the end of the half is we'll take a timeout here on our radio broadcast in order to collect ourselves and add up some numbers for you. And as soon as we come back, probably the field will be set for the crowning of the royalty. We'll run that down, and then we'll get into our normal halftime statistical categories for you while the band plays here. That's the plan ahead, of course. The best played plans of mice and men.
Did you notice the new helmets this year, Chuck?
I did not.
They've got the caveman face on one. It's the old school caveman face on the left side of the helmet. And it's the GP on the right side, and they're both in that blue metallic chrome.
Ah.
Coach Page going with something new this year. So if you get a chance to check out the helmets, they're pretty cool.
Get close, folks. Get close. So Mr. Roberts has the football in his hand right now, talking with the official, standing right at the center of the 40-yard line. Now he's teeing the football up. And we'll get this half complete. Made sure it was at the right angle. He backs up his six steps. He's ready.
It's number 45 again.
The mystery kicker. We'll have a name for you next week, folks. Addresses the football.
It's a
high end over end kick. Comes down about the 5-yard line. Fielded there. Man comes right back at a hash mark on the right hand side. Finds a hole or two. Gets across the 30-yard line. Out to about the 33. So 22.4 seconds left. And we'll see what happens with the Celtics here. Now will I try to air it out?
I think if you're McNary, you've
got something on the board, or you're just going to head to the locker room.
You got to run the football or take a knee, and you got to get to halftime at this point.
Yep.
You got too far to go. Your offense, the passing game hasn't showed to be super dynamic, and I think you just got to go in and see if you can make some adjustment to get back out here in the second half somehow.
2 men split the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Again, that two-back set. Messer brings his tail back up to his left shoulder. Wants to throw, gets the pass away to the left-hand side, and the man is complete, and he's hit immediately. Dropped out of bounds on about the 38-yard line. It's a gain of about 7. So
they're calling a timeout. They're trying to get a score here.
Well, it's second down and 5 from their own 43-yard line. Timeout on the field, 14.5 seconds left. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Savings and service is available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming.
Welcome back, everyone. Tip of the hat to longtime sponsors, Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, and Rick Chapman down there, salute. Moser Paving and Oil, salute. Diamond Home Improvement, salute. Abby's Pizza, salute. You have an opportunity to do business. Thank them for their support of sports here on KAJO Radio. Second down and 5. For the Celts, 2 men split the left-hand side, 1 to the right-hand side. Vassar takes a snap, wants to throw again, moves out to the right-hand side. Here comes the pressure, reverses direction, gets a pass away quickly. He's got an arm, throws downfield, but it was overthrown, incomplete. Less than 7 seconds. A tenth less than 7 seconds, according to the scoreboard. Ball still resting on the 43-yard line. Third down. One more play for the Celtics.
And on that play, the Cayman dropped back in just a quarters zone, essentially. Yeah,
prevent.
And the problem with that is it gave the quarterback a lot of time to roll around, which the Cayman did a good job of staying deep on that one.
One man splits to the right-hand side, two receivers to the left. I put a man in most well. I bring him over to the slot, right-hand side, backed up by the tailback on that side. Again, a deep drop rolling to the right-hand side. Vassar gets the pass away this time, and it's complete, knocked out of bounds with a tenth of a second left. Ball goes to the 44-yard line.
Timeout, McNary.
16 yards. So, one more play. One-tenth of a second left on the halftime clock.
And I don't know if the McNary quarterback has enough arm strength to get it all the way to the end zone from here, especially after he drops back to pass 5 yards. He's going to have to roll around for a minute. And so, it's going to be a tough play, but they could also, you know, throw it 20 yards, lateral it, and see what happens. So
one of those crazy things with the band marching onto the field.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see how McNary, and maybe he can throw it this far. Maybe he just hasn't shown us the, you know, the true arm strength yet.
So we believe this will be the last play of the first half. Split right, two men split the left-hand side for the Celtics of McNary High School. Trailing right now, 35-3. Takes his time. There's a snap. Straight drop. Looks down the field. Steps up. Throws deep. He does have a longer arm, and it goes incomplete. Didn't see a flag. Well defended, but it went right to the end zone and fell into the man's arm, so he can throw. But that's the end of the first half of play. Pardon me. The Grants Pass Caveman leading by a score of 35-3. We'll be back right after this two-minute caveman timeout.
Summer's winding down, but the savings are heating up at Kelly's Automotive Service. We're saying goodbye to summer with a deal you can't miss. Get a full synthetic oil change up to 6 quarts, plus a free air filter, including installation up to $35, a digital vehicle inspection, and a Rain-X windshield treatment. That's a $250 value for just $99. Most cars and light trucks. Get your car ready for the new season. Hurry in to Specialist Foley here for September. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Fall is the perfect time to spruce up your home for the holidays. And when you include new energy-efficient windows and doors from Diamond Home Improvement and Milgard Windows and Doors, you can also save money. Get up to $85 back on select Milgard Windows and Doors for a limited time. With over 40 standard window sizes in stock to choose from, upgrading your windows will be a breeze. Need help deciding? Their expert team is here to help you from design to installation. Hurry in before the cold weather sets in. Your new windows and doors are right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all of your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Thank you for trusting Abby's Legendary Pizza for 60 years. Your hard-earned money supports hundreds of youth working at our parlors, dozens and dozens of nonprofits and school teams throughout the area. At Abby's, doing good in the neighborhood has never tasted so delicious. Can you smell it? It's not arugula and pear. It's bacon, bacon, and cheddar. Yep. Everybody's favorite pizza is back on sale this month at Abby's, loaded with two kinds of bacon and real cheddar cheese. Enjoy Abby's September special at a very special price.
Welcome back, everyone. They are bringing some of the royalty onto the field right now, and I want to share with you some of the names. I'm not sure that we'll know who the queen is, but I can tell you that the queen will be crowned by one of Grants Pass's own, Carol Erickson. Her name in 1959, when she was named the homecoming queen, was Carol Todd. Salute Carol Erickson, or Carol Todd Erickson. The freshman royalty tonight, Olivia Allen and Hannah McGovern. The sophomore royalty, Joey Torres Rodriguez and Ayana Farmer. The junior royalty, Kaylee Newman and Emma Green. And the senior royalty, Cindy Craven and Joey Fadness. Congratulations, royalty. Good luck to all of you young ladies. And welcome back, everybody. It's time now for us to bring you what's going on here in the first half. Zach, run down the scoring for us. You've got 20 minutes.
Yeah, no kidding. So here we go. Caveman started off the scoring frenzy with 9:53 left in the first quarter from a 16-yard pass to DeShane from Rosetta. And then the Caveman showed a two-point conversion swinging gate with Braden Reese running the ball in on the two-point conversion to make it an early 8-0 for the Caveman. Then quickly after that, with 6:58 left in the first, a 53-yard pass from Rosetta to Isaac Johnson. And then something weird happened on the two-point conversion that we're still unsure about. But that made it 14-0 Caveman. Then 5:19 left in the first quarter, a one-yard rushing touchdown by Trayton Powers. PAT was good by Parker Roberts to make it 21-0. Then McNary got on the board finally with 9:05 left in the second quarter on a field goal to make it 21-3. Then the Caveman scored again with 7:49 left in the second quarter. A three-yard rush from Trayton Powers. PAT was good by Parker Roberts to make it 28-3. And then with 28.4 seconds left in the second quarter to finish out the scoring, a one-yard run by Weston Berg with a PAT by Parker Roberts, which was good to make it 35-3. As far as stats go, if you look at it, it doesn't show the true stats of the game because of some of the big plays the Caveman had early on in the game. You know, the Caveman have 10 first downs, whereas McNary has 7. McNary has 3 third down conversions, where the Caveman only have 2. But like I said, the Caveman also exploded for 2 big plays. The Caveman have gotten 2 turnovers. Parker Howe actually incidentally has both. He has an interception and the fumble recovery. So on paper, on the bottom half of the stats, it looks fairly similar, but the scoreboard is showing a much different story. But it's been fun to watch so far for the Cavemen. We'll see how they come out in the second half.
Caveman fans have been having fun here in the first half. You're listening to Caveman Football here. It is 35-3. We're at halftime of the homecoming game, and we'll have more of the individual numbers when we come back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek, and listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself, their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly, answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you with us here this evening. As 14:35 showing on the halftime clock here, as they're still parading the royalty onto the field right now. Let's run down some individuals' numbers. I will point out to you that these are completely unofficial. First of all, Aris Vassar, the quarterback for the Celtics. I have him unofficially 8 of 13 throwing the football for about 84 yards. One of his, two receivers here, both Jerry Tracy and Sean Whitmer, have combined for about 15 yards. He picked up about 5 himself. That makes him about 18 yards and gives him a little over 104 yards on the ground, 104 total yards offensively. Now for the Grants Pass Cavemen, Jordan Rosetta unofficially 10 of 13, couple of touchdown, at least a couple of touchdown tosses. I have him for unofficially 196 yards, and that is as unofficial as you can get. Trenton Powers, 35 yards, 7 carries, and a touchdown. Westenberg, a couple of carries, at least 10 yards. Number 25 for Grants Pass, that's Brevik Hill, a carry for about 8 yards. Rosetta doesn't have a carry yet. He's been throwing all night long, about 53 on the ground, about 250 yards total offense for the Grants Pass. Caveman favorite receiver so far has been Isaac Johnson. Isaac with about 5 catches so far and about 93 yards through the air. DeShane has a catch. So does Connor Johnstone. Number 4 for Grants Pass, Christian Connolly has 2 catches, also about 11 yards there. And number 21, Powers, also a catch. So that's what we have for you unofficially here as we continue with the homecoming ceremonies here at the Mel Ingram Field once again. It is 35-3, and we'll be back with more right after this one-minute Cape Madden timeout.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
They have just crowned the homecoming queen, and it is a senior, Cindy Craven. Congratulations, Cindy Craven. And a tip of the hat to Carol Erickson, or Carol Todd Erickson, the 1959 homecoming queen, our captain on the field tonight. Thank you very much, Carol. Once again, it is 35-3. The band is taking the field right now, and we'll be back with more right after this one-minute Cape Madden timeout.
Savings and service is available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, everyone. It's the festivities tonight continue here as the Grants Pass High Marching Band is taking the field to show the fans this year's edition of what the band will be performing, and it looks spectacular so far. But let's go back and talk some football here. Zach, you're ahead 35-3 at the halftime. first real game of the season. Well, second game of the season. You played a game and a half so far. You don't want to pull back yet. You want to get some more reps in there for your players. How soon do you pull the reins back on this?
That's the toughest question that as a coach, you have to field, because, like you were just saying, it's game two. So they've got 6 quarters under their belt, 4 of which were very intense, you know, nose-to-nose, very rough. That North Bedford game was very physical for a game one, especially when you have to deal with the rivalry part of that game. And so this is the first time that Coach Page is getting to kind of open up the playbook completely, see who can do what, see what plays may work against certain coverages that maybe you didn't have the opportunity to see last week, because last week you're just trying to win. This week you're able to, you know, try to see what could or could not happen. So I would imagine you see our starters through the third quarter if it was me doing it, just because it's game two. If this was game seven or eight, you got the playoffs a game and a half away, sure, yeah, you probably maybe one series like you see in the NFL or college, and then you shut it down. But I think it's too early in the season to shut it down yet. I don't know that he opens up his playbook anymore. I think he goes with what he's already shown and just...
He's shown quite a bit,
yeah. But I think you just continue to show those plays and don't get, you know, creative and show them anything new. But I don't think you pull back the reins yet, because I think this is a game also that could build a lot of confidence for this group. Because, I mean, no matter who you're playing, if you go out and you beat somebody very, very bad, it makes a statement for your own team, but it also makes a statement to the league that, hey, even against maybe the bottom, you know, half of the league, we're going to take care of business and we're ready for the top half too.
All right. All that being said, I certainly agree you keep your starters out there, or you keep your first echelon players out there for the third quarter and then pull the reins back if it continues the way that we're seeing it continue. And has the coach shown the rest of the conference too much so far?
I don't think so. I mean, it's week two. At some point, you're going to show everybody everything. And so I think it's a double-edged sword, because I think it's also good to show them a ton, because then they prepare for everything. And they're high school kids. They can't remember every play you run. They can't remember how you're supposed to guard each play. They can't remember what you did on this series. And then also, based off of what you ran out of this formation, you can run it out of a different formation next week that's something completely different, but it's the same play. And so I think there's different twists and turns that you can do as a coach or as a coaching staff to not necessarily have to show them the same thing. But, you know, at the same time as well, high school and college football, you do not want to let this thing get close either. And you're two scores away from, you know, McNary thinking they got a chance. And you can't let that happen either. So
you've
got to go
back
put them away. Absolutely.
Don't let them back in. So how do you keep the focus? And focus is a word that we've used a lot this year. And not only us, but the coaching staff and even the players, when we get a chance to talk to them, are saying the focus is different this year and more intense than it has been in the past. But once again, you've got 16, 17-year-old young men out there leading 35-3. Wouldn't be surprised to see the focus drop just a little.
Yeah, I mean, winning is hard. No matter whether you're playing a Sheldon type of football team or you're playing McNary, or, you know, like for us, for instance, last year, we were a team that was in the bottom half of the league. And so no matter who you're playing, winning is hard. And so the cavemen, this is good for the cavemen, because learning how to win is also hard. And this is a moment that Coach Page can use, because, you know, every coach will go into halftime and say it's 0-0. That's going to be on the whiteboard.
That's coach talk.
Absolutely. It's going to say 0-0. Doesn't matter. We got to go out. And that's easier said than done. Like you just made sense to. They're 16, 17. Some of these kids, I mean, there's so many sophomores. Some of these kids could be 14, 15. And so when you have that age group and they're essentially, they're beating McNary without any real test so far this first half. So in their heads, they're thinking they're big dogs. They're going to come out and it's going to be the same thing. Well, all it takes is McNary making one adjustment, and this is a completely different football game.
Anything that McNary can do, the quarterback has shown he can throw the football.
Yeah, I mean, I think they got to get him out of the pocket if they're going to let him throw, because when he's been on the run and allowed his guys to get open, I mean, he's got a good enough arm. He just showed it. I didn't think he could throw it, that 40-yard pass, and he made it all the way down there with no problem. It jumped out of his hand, and so I think that's a factor. I think what McNary's running into a little bit, and if you look around this stadium is full. I mean, for a game one at home, week two of the season, you know, after a loss, or whatever, you don't know who's going to show up, who's not. And, I mean, Grants Pass showed up. I mean, there's a lot of people here. They're sitting in front of the Commons. And so, you know, you and I have been to plenty of games.
That one of the top bands in the state.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's homecoming. And you and I have been to plenty of games at North Medford, you know, in Salem now, and Sheldon. And this is an...
We don't often see this crowd.
No, this is an overwhelming thing when you don't see it every week. And in Salem, they don't have the stands to even see this every week. And so, you know, I think that probably caught them off guard a little bit to start, because it was, you know, when the Cayman ran out of the tunnel, it was loud. And so that's a factor, and that's what makes Mel Ingram... When the Cayman football team is good, that's what makes Mel Ingram special, because this place is different on a Friday night.
All right, let's talk a little bit more about two aspects here. First of all, when their quarterback gets outside of the pocket and has some room to run, that's when he's been most effective tonight. And he's been able to do that several times. The Cavemen are being aggressive defensively. They're getting in his face. But once he evades that rush, there's no one there to contain.
Yeah, and that's part the word you just said was containment. The Cavemen are blitzing, but in the midst of a blitz, if you're blitzing from the linebacker position, then your defensive linemen have to do a good job of containing. And that's one thing the Cavemen the last 2 weeks so far have struggled with is containment or job assignment on defense especially. And so I'm sure that's one thing they're talking about in the huddle, in the locker room right now, because, you know, yeah, you're playing McNary and you're beating them right now, but those containment issues against the good teams in our league, those become a big problem. And now that's when, you know, you become a scarier team at halftime. Whereas if you can stay in those containment lanes, you can keep the quarterback and running back and wide receivers in front of you. We have enough skill kids on this team, and we're fast enough and we're physical enough that we can do some good things, but we have to maintain that containment. And the same thing goes for our offensive line when they've given Rosetta the time and allowed the edge rushers from McNary to go around them and allowed Rosetta to step up in the pocket. When he's got time, he makes good reads, and we have enough athletes. They're fun to watch.
And Rosetta really hasn't been challenged very much tonight, not at all. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Caveman Football here. It's halftime during homecoming ceremonies here. A couple of minutes left on the halftime show, on the halftime clock here. So you're listening to KAJO Grants Pass. We'll be back right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Fall is the perfect time to spruce up your home for the holidays. And when you include new energy-efficient windows and doors from Diamond Home Improvement and Milgard Windows and Doors, you can also save money. Get up to $85 back on select Milgard Windows and Doors for a limited time. With over 40 standard window sizes in stock to choose from, upgrading your windows will be a breeze. Need help deciding? Their expert team is here to help you from design to installation. Hurry in before the cold weather sets in. Your new windows and doors are right at Diamond.
Hey, Grants Pass Band has just finished their halftime ceremonies. Interestingly enough, to a standing ovation on the far side of the field there for a great job. As they're leaving the field right now, we see McNary is already out of the locker room. We have yet to see the Cavemen emerge. As we look around the conference, and we're trying to pay attention to the conference here because we're not sure where all of the power is going to come from. We think the Cavemen could be part of that power struggle this year. Now, in addition to this game, North Medford is at Sprague tonight. West Salem is at Sheldon, and Tualatin is at South Salem. So that's the conference lineup tonight. Any game there that is at North Salem and South Medford that we're most interested in right now?
Yeah, I think North Salem and South Medford are intriguing because those are we play both of them within the next few weeks here.
North Salem next week?
Yep, North Salem next week. And then I think we're at home against South Salem, I believe. And then we have South Medford at Spiegelberg. So we're kind of staring down the gun of a pretty rough stretch here. You know, everybody, I've heard multiple people that aren't even football coaches here, you know, and I think you talked about it last week, you know, say Sheldon's in a down year. I just can't believe that. I've been around here too long. I've grown up here for too long. And you can't tell me Sheldon's in a down year. I mean, they might be.
We've been doing this since 1988. Yeah. I've never seen Sheldon have a down year.
Yeah, they might be down for, like, maybe they won't win the state title this year. But there's no way that Sheldon is down. So they're dangerous. South Medford is always dangerous. They're physical. South Salem, that offense the last few years has been, I don't even know how you stop it. And so those three, I think, kind of set themselves apart at the top. North Medford, you know, I would say us and North Medford are fairly even after watching last week. If we're not, you know, if we don't shoot ourselves the foot, I would say we're better than them. And then I think Sprague, for me, is the real unknown. Because everybody in this league has talked about how physical, how good Sprague's running game is, how dangerous that defense is. And so I think Sprague is the unknown.
We'll have a read on that when we get the North Medford score.
Yeah, I think that Sprague team is the real unknown because, yeah, Sheldon for me. I mean, until somebody beats Sheldon, you've got to put Sheldon at the top.
Yeah. All right, there you have it. Oh, we've been watching this for a long time. There's some other local teams in action tonight, too. Of course, Hidden Valley Go Mustangs, they're at Cascade Christian tonight. North Valley is at Siusla Mapleton tonight. Rogue River is at Bandon. And Lowell is out in the Illinois Valley taking on the Cougars there as one of the favorite tunes is being played here at halftime. Local fans really get into Sweet Caroline from Neil Diamond. That's what's on the PA right now. A minute 20 on the warm-up clock right now. We'll see if that holds. And we'll be back right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Summer's winding down, but the savings are heating up at Kelly's Automotive Service. We're saying goodbye to summer with a deal you can't miss. Get a full synthetic oil change up to 6 quarts, plus a free air filter, including installation up to $35, a digital vehicle inspection, and a Ring-Nix windshield treatment. That's a $250 value for just $99. Most cars and light trucks. Get your car ready for the new season. Hurry in, the special is full year for September. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Welcome back, everyone. The halftime clock about ready to expire here, and it looks like we're going with it. Expiration. Both teams huddled around their respective coaches right now. Warm-ups are almost complete. Neil Diamond is fading into the background, and the zeros on the clock here says that we're just about ready to get this second half underway. It's Cape Van football here on KAJO. Grants Pass, Oregon will have every game for you this year as we continue through this Special District 1 is what this conference is called, the combination of Eugene, Salem, and some South Oregon schools, but it all at the 6A level. So the...
Got some scores for you, Chuck.
What do we have?
So in the third quarter, Sprague is beating North Medford 20-0.
Wow, okay.
And in the third quarter at Spiegelberg, South Medford is beating North Salem 14-6. And then I don't have any other other league scores, but then the Hidden Valley Cascade Christian game is at halftime with Cascade Christian winning 30-28. So that's a great game too.
Oh, all right. Well, keep an eye on those here. Root for your favorites. Go out and support them every chance you get right now as the Grants Pass Cavemen are teeing up the football. Let's see who's doing the teeing up down here. Is it
it's like number 45 again.
Number 45 again. The mystery kicker. And football fell off the tee again. Wind's not that strong. Here we go. He backs up his seven spaces. And two to the left, three to the left, four to the left. He's ready. Officials, there's the ball marked for play. Here we go, second half for Cape Man football versus McNary, and the kick comes down right at the one-yard line, taking their man, comes by to the right hash mark, has a hold of the first man really to touch him, knocks him down at the 25-yard line. In fact, he really drilled him. And if you need some drilling done, folks, might we recommend Clouser Drilling? Hey, give them a call right now. They'll take care of you. They know the area. They have all of the personnel and many rigs to take care of you. Clouser Drilling. They drilled him this time. 11:55 showing in the clock in the third period here. Caveman on defense as the Celtics come out of the locker room. Let's see what they've put together here for his second half. Two men split to the right-hand side, one man to the left-hand side. Vassar remains the quarterback.
They're coming out in a way more spread offense than they have showed the whole first half.
Mm-hmm. And Winter is the tailback. Just a single back set this time. Caveman coming from the right-hand side. They push him out of the pocket. Gets the pass away. It's complete. Little center screen. Man has room on the right-hand side across the 30, across the 40-yard line, out to the 50-yard line, across midfield, out to about the 42-yard line is where he goes down. So, again, Caveman Trap the man. We've got a caveman down back at the 20-yard line.
Yeah, the caveman brought a blitz. Oh, I can't see what number's down for the caveman right now, but the caveman brought a blitz and couldn't get to the quarterback, which allowed for the running back to sit in a pocket, and there was nobody there to be with him, and then he didn't get touched for 30, 40 yards.
That man is still down. We'll pause for 30 seconds while they attend to this young man. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout for the caveman.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Welcome back. They're helping number 11, Wyatt Peterson, off the field. Seems to be favoring his left ankle. We'll keep an eye on that as they will take all the care in the world. I don't want any of these young men hurt. Sometimes it goes with football. 11:42 on the clock, so we've just basically had a kickoff and a play from scrimmage. First down and 10 from the 41-yard line for the Celtics. At the ball left-hand side to Winter, the running back. And he loses.
Fumble.
He loosed off the football. The Cavemen have it and returning it down the right-hand sideline. Gets back about the 30-yard line, down to about the 25. So the Cavemen take the football away and advance it back into McNary territory.
I couldn't see who made the tackle, but I know Tim Hart recovered the fumble and made the long return for the Cavemen. I couldn't see it with all the muddling. In the huddle there, I couldn't see who actually made the tackle and stripped the football.
So the ball goes back to about the 26-yard line, and the Cavemen take over first down from the 26-yard line of McNary, leading 35-3.
And they're staying with Rosetta at quarterback, so he's kind of staying with the momentum.
Two men split the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Rosetta under center this time, takes a snap, rolls back. Hands the ball off to Powers, going to the left-hand side, looking to turn the corner. Gets across the 25, down to about the 21, 22-yard line. Before he's brought down, he'll pick up 3 or 4 yards and had to run about 25 to get those. And the ball goes down on the 22-yard line, so a gain of 4.
It looks like the Cavemen are still going to stay with the tempo that they had the whole entire first half.
Back into the gun, not under center this time. Two men split to the right-hand side, two to the left-hand side. And Powers remains the tailback. He gets hit just as soon as he gets the football, and I'm not sure. He may have fought bad and not lost any yardage, but that's all.
That's a good individual effort by Powers because he was hit 2 or 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and he drug a couple guys to get back to the line of scrimmage.
So that makes it third down and about 6. Two men split the left-hand side, trips to the left-hand side now. End in tight on the right. Out of the shotgun for Rosetta. Two-step drop. Looks to the left and right. Throws over the center for the end zone. He's got a man there, and it is incomplete.
He had Brevik Hill, number 25, open with a couple steps over the safety and just kind of led it a little too far and didn't give Hill a chance because of the back of the end zone. Looks like the Cavemen are going to try to kick a field goal, I think.
Well, with the ball spotted about on the 22-yard line, he should have the range. They'll put the ball down on the 30-yard line. That's 40 yards. We've seen him hit about 37 yards before. So this is as far as we've seen him go. And once again, this is Parker Johnson this time, or Parker Roberts. This is not the mystery kicker.
They've got a guy standing underneath the goalpost, too, because he misses it.
And the kick is up, and it's going to be way off to the right. Incomplete. Well, no good. The Celtics get the football right back, 10-17, and Grants Pass's offense stalls? It did.
Yeah, it definitely stalled a little bit. You know, I like the tempo they stayed with. I like the aggressiveness. I think they missed a couple blocks on the couple running plays. And they had a chance on the touchdown on the passing play. It was just it had to be the perfect ball. And it was just overthrown by maybe a yard, yard and a half.
Celtics come right back out. Caveman defense waiting. Vassar remains the quarterback. Winter the tailback. There's the snap. And move the tailback to his left shoulder. There's a snap. And they give it to the tailback Winter, and he hits the line of scrimmage and finds a lot of blue jerseys waiting for him there. Got about to the... I didn't get much past the 20, maybe the 21. So you'll pick up one. So second down and 15, or second down and 9.
The thing I like to see are already this far in the second half is the Cayman defense is still flying around. You know, there's no tentativeness. There's no, you know, they're not guessing. They're still just playing the same brand of football, flying around. They're hitting hard. They're wrapping up. We haven't seen that whole bunch of missed tackles from the Cayman tonight.
Up the line of scrimmage. Here we go. 2 minutes split to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side, staying in the gun for Vassar. Brings his back up to his right shoulder. Takes a snap. Flips the ball inside to Winter. Winter gets a little gain out to about the 25-yard line. So it'll be a third and about 5.
And after this third down, if they don't get it, it'll be interesting to see if McNary decides that everything they do in the second half is going to be four down territory or if they will punt the football.
1 man split the left-hand side. 2 men come to the right-hand side. There's the snap. Wants to throw. Passes away to left-hand side. It is deflected, slapped away, almost intercepted. Who almost got a hand on that one? Braden Reese.
Number 2, Braden Reese. Yeah, he jumped the route. He made the great read. And then he did everything except for catch the football as well. He was already thinking about the pick six.
Yeah, well, he was talking to himself as he went over the 5-yard line.
Great play by him, though. Way to jump the route. And they are, so it is not four down territory for McNary. They will be punting the football.
What do we have back deep to receive here? Kingston Connolly, back single safety. To return. Long snap is good. And the punt is away, and a good putt, and it'll be fielded about on the 41-yard line. Gets some running room, runs to the right-hand side, has some room across the 50, the 40, and caught down out about the 42-yard line. So Kingston Connolly, good return, and they'll punt spot him on the 42-yard line. First down and 10 of the 42 of McNary High School.
He does a good job of Connolly catching the football and instantly getting up the field. He evaded two tacklers, and the outside receivers for the Cayman both did a really good job of maintaining their blocks and not getting a holding call.
So Rosetta in the shotgun, three receivers to the left hand side, narrow side of the field, end in tight. Back comes in motion. Rosetta wants to throw, pulls the ball down. Runs ahead himself, gets pulled down on about the 35-yard line. He may get a yard. That's the first time we've seen him really have to do something like that.
Yeah, it looks like so McNary at halftime, what they did is they went away from that soft zone they were playing the entire first half. It looks like they're playing a little bit of a bump and run, cover 2/man defense, depending on which side of the ball the tight end is playing to.
Weston Berg is the tailback now. Connor Johnstone joins the triple receivers on the left-hand side. There's a snap. Rosetta wants to throw. Gets the pass away, and it is complete touchdown for Gratz Pass. 7:31 mark.
I think that was Tim Hart.
From the 36-yard line.
That was just so Coach Page was seeing the same thing that I was just talking about. They were playing on the away from the tight end side, so Connor Johnson was on this side of the field towards us. They were single covered on the top side where Tim Hart was, and they were in a press man coverage. And Tim Hart did a great job getting off the ball off of the press, and Rosetta hit him in stride with a great pass.
Try for point after now. And this is Roberts again. And this kick is up. Looks good. And the officials say it is good. It is 42-3. We'll be back for the kickoff right after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Thank you for trusting Abby's Legendary Pizza for 60 years. Your hard-earned money supports hundreds of youth working at our parlors, dozens and dozens of nonprofits and school teams throughout the area. At Abby's, doing good in the neighborhood has never tasted so delicious. Can you smell it? It's not arugula and pear. It's bacon, and cheddar. Yep, everybody's favorite pizza is back on sale this month at Abby's, loaded with two kinds of bacon and real cheddar cheese. Enjoy Abby's September special at a very special price.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local Do It Best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Welcome back, everyone. Caveman, get ready to kick this football off again. 7:22 showing on the clock. We're in the third period. You're listening to Caveman Football on KAJO. It is 42-3 here in the third period, as the Cavemen have had their way so far with these Celtics from McNary High School.
Parker Roberts is back in to kick this one off again.
He's got it. About
got the running clock now too.
And there's the kick, high end over end kick, will come down about the 12-yard line, picked up there. Man comes back, looks for a block, reverses direction, goes to the 20-yard line, and lost yardage, got knocked out of bounds on about the 20. 17-18-yard line. Don't think they're going to give him the 20-yard line, and let's see where they put the football down. First down and 10 for the Celtics at the 20-yard line. 6:21, clock is moving.
I would imagine now that we've seen the clock moving, 42-3, 6 minutes left, I would bet, yeah, you're seeing some of the subbing happening already. You got a few of the starters still on the defense, but I think now you're going to start seeing the subbing happening, especially with the running clock.
Ball is put down on the 20-yard line. Celtics break out of their huddle. They'll send one man to the left, one man to the right. Two men now to the left-hand side. Vassar remains the quarterback at two-back set again. Got back in the tailback. Deep drop by, now forced out. Goes to the right-hand side again. Gets the pass away again. And this one's complete at the 35-yard line. Pushed out of bounds on about the 42. Scooted right down the sideline. So a 22-yard pass play. Make that a 26-yard pass play.
Yeah, it was a good read by the the quarterback for McNary. I think there was just a little bit of communication error between the safety and the corner on this side. I think one of them was supposed to step up. Well, obviously the corner is supposed to step up. Safety is supposed to slide this way, and it didn't. That's not exactly what happened. Now we got a McNary player down, number 7, I believe.
Ooh. And he came down in the huddle. And once again, the quarterback was forced out of the pocket, came out on the right-hand side again, wide open, and completed the pass.
Yep.
That's been the pattern Anytime something good happens for the Celtics, that same scenario. 5:02 on the clock. While they tend to this young man, we'll pause on our coverage. We'll be back after this 1 minute. Kate Mann, timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
They're just now beginning to help the young man to his feet. Helmet is off, and he's coming to the sidelines. He gets a round of applause from the home crowd here. Don't have a number on the young man. His jersey's been pulled up.
I believe it was number 7. Caden
Bayless.
Yeah. Looked like they were checking him at first for... They pulled the jersey out because they were checking his left collarbone. But he appears to be all right. Maybe just a stinger, hopefully, for the kid.
Ball resting right now on the 46-yard line. First down and 10 for these Celtics. One man split to the right-hand side. Clock is wound again. It's moving. Two men split to the left-hand side. Vassar remains the quarterback. And the tailback is still Wittner. Wittner comes back. Single back set this time. They give it to Wittner. And Wittner is dropped immediately. As soon as he touches the football, he's brought down. He lost a yard and a half on that one.
Yeah, Leo Huckard again, number 77, came straight through the line of scrimmage without even contest and was there as soon as the running back was even handed the football. Good individual effort by Leo there. Yeah, we're starting to see a lot of the backups for the Cavemen. I only see Ashton Park, Huckard, Braden Carlson, and Braden Reese are the only three or four starters we have left on the field.
Two men split the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Again, that two-back set this time. And move the up back to the right-hand side in the slot. And then back to the left-hand side in motion. Passing away. It's complete to the 50-yard line. Man is pushed out of bounds on the 48-yard line. And that'll be a gain of about 6.
Yeah, tackled by number 44, Ty Dungy, coming out of bounds here. Now that they're on our side of the football field, I guarantee they're in four-down territory now.
Third down and about 4. 3:31 on the clock, and it continues to move. 42-3, we're in the third period. Up the line of scrimmage come the Celtics. Split one man to the right, two men to the left-hand side. Long snap count. Taking their time. There's a snap, a low snap. Pitch to immediately. No, they keep the right-hand side. Good execution in the backfield. Quarterback still on the run, trying to get across the right-hand side. Got the pass away, but it was incomplete, down to about the 20-yard line.
And again, quarterback creating time for himself, rolling around. And then the running back became open, and he overthrew him by a couple yards. That was the first overthrow we've seen from him when he's gotten outside the pocket. He's dangerous outside this pocket.
Once again, containment. Fourth down, about 4. Let's see if Mr. Morgan's prediction that it's all fourth down territory now. It appears that it is. 2:22 on the clock. It's running. Ball split to the right-hand side. 2 to the left-hand side. Man steps to the left-hand side of the quarterback. There's a snap, two-step drop, pass to the flat right-hand side. It's complete for a first down at about the 42-yard line. They're going to mark it at the 43, but that's a gain of 5.
Yeah, the wide receiver did a good job of knowing exactly where he needed to get to. for the first down and got right there and ran a quick little hitch route.
So first down and 10 for the Celtics. Are moving the football here with a minute 42 to play in the third period, down 42-3. Two men split to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side. Vassar barks the signals, gets the snap again low, hands it left-hand side to Whitner. Whitner tries to turn the corner on the right-hand side. Good pursuit is met and stood up on about the 43-yard line. So it looks like no gain on the play. Down to the last minute here in the third period. Second down and 10. Ball at the 43-yard line for the Celtics. 43-yard line of Grants Pass for the Celtics. Up the line of scrimmage, two men come to the right-hand side. One to the left-hand side. Out of the gun with that two-back set. Tailback steps to the left-hand side of the quarterback. There's the snap. High snap, oh, way back. Back to the 40-yard line. It's loose and recovered there. So that goes way back into Celtic territory, back to about the 41-yard line.
I'm a little confused as to what happened there, because it was a fast snap, but it didn't appear to be, you know, over his head or anything. I think the quarterback, I don't know if the snap count was off or if something happened, but I don't think the snap was as bad as it looked.
It looked like it was over his head, but did the quarterback snap it there, hit it that way?
I don't know.
And that's the end of the third period. At the end of three, it's 42-3. Grants Pass leading the Celtics at McNary High School. Back with the fourth period right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Summer's winding down, but the savings are heating up at Kelly's Automotive Service. We're saying goodbye to summer with a deal you can't miss. Get a full synthetic oil change up to 6 quarts, plus a free air filter, including installation up to $35, a digital vehicle inspection, and a Rain-X windshield treatment. That's a $250 value for just $99. Most cars and light trucks. Get your car ready for the new season. Hurry in to Specialist Foley here for September. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Savings and service is available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Fourth quarter brought to you by Abby's Pizza, home of great pizza on Beacon Drive and on the Williams Highway. Call them right now, 541-476-2133. 476-2133. Have your favorite pizza delivered. By the time this game's over, you can be enjoying one of those bacon and cheese pizzas. It's on sale right now, 16-inch. You can feed the whole crowd. Or just after the game, stop by there. Hey, tell them you heard it on KAJO Radio. Getting right back to action now. The cavemen will be going left to right across your radio dial. They'll be driving towards the north end of the field, towards the Commons. And the Celtics will be going down to it. They've got the wave going just below us here. I don't think I've seen the wave here before. Have you?
I mean, you got to keep yourself interested somehow.
When it's 42-3, you just have a good time. So third down, about 26 to go after that bad snap from center. Two men split to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side. Out of the shotgun, again, Vassar steps up to the pocket, rolls out the left-hand side, hits, spins, gets the pass away again, and it is incomplete. Man trapped it on the ground. It was close.
We might even have a roughing the passer call. I'm not sure. It's either going to be holding or roughing the passer where the flag is thrown. The white hat threw it, so it's got to be either holding or roughing the passer.
And it's being discussed.
The good news is the clock is still running.
Yeah. I just looked to make sure.
roughing the passer, right. I think.
So they will step that one off.
I don't think it's an automatic first down, though. I think it'll still be third down and 10 or 11.
It'll be over 10. It looks like third and about 12. Third and 11. Ball goes to the Grants Pass 44-yard line. Two men split to the left-hand side.
It's fourth down. It must have been after the play then. So it's fourth and 11.
Three receivers to the left-hand side, one to the right. Deep drop, forced out of the pocket, rolls to the right-hand side. This time contained, forced back inside, caught from behind, and finally nailed almost to the line of scrimmage. I think there'll be no gain on the play. And the Cavemen take over first down and 10 at the 43-yard line. 10 minutes and 30 seconds on a running clock here with the Cavemen leading 42-3. Next Friday night, folks, will be on the road. You can join us, make the drive up with us. We're going to Salem, North Salem High School, to take on the Vikings there. Game time, once again, 7 o'clock. We'll be on the air about 6:30. And if you can't make the trip, you can always join us on the radio. So the Cavemen come up to the line of scrimmage quickly, try to get set. Almost caught McNary napping, but they've responded quickly. Trips to the left-hand side, single end in tight on the right.
Parker Housen at quarterback now.
And Housen just was trying to check the number there. So Howe comes in at quarterback to start the fourth period. There's the loose football, and it rolls back. There's a scramble for it, and the McNary football. Thought they got there first. 9:22 on the clock. It continues to run. I didn't check to see if we had a new snapper in or not. So first down and 10 for McNary, deep inside Caveman territory. Ball spotted at the 26-yard line.
Just a quick scoring update for everybody. Sprague is now beating North Medford 33-6 in the fourth quarter, and South Medford is beating North Salem 21-6. And South Medford is on North Salem's 9, getting ready to score.
Vassar remains the quarterback for the Celtics. Three receivers, two to one side, one to the right-hand side. High snap from center, turns and gives it to Winter. The right-hand side has a room off the running room. Gets to the 10-yard line, to the 5, and touchdown! So Winter scores from the 27-yard line. And that's their first touchdown of the night.
Yeah, and he wasn't really contested on the right side. It was just a stretch play out of the pistol position to the right-hand side and really didn't get touched until almost the 4 or 5 yard line, but that time was too late for the Cavemen to try and make a stop.
Try for point after. There's the whistle. The snap, the kick is up. And no good.
No good.
I look at the scoreboard. It's 42-9 here. 7:39 to play with the clock running. We'll be right back after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Thank you for trusting Abby's Legendary Pizza for 60 years. Your hard-earned money supports hundreds of youth working at our parlors, dozens and dozens of nonprofits and school teams throughout the area. At Abby's, doing good in the neighborhood has never tasted so delicious. Can you smell it? It's not arugula and pear. It's bacon, bacon, and cheddar. Yep. Everybody's favorite pizza is back on sale this month at Abby's. Loaded with two kinds of bacon and real cheddar cheese. Enjoy Abby's September special at a very special price.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, a kickoff this time coming from the McNary Celtics. See who the Cavemen put back. 25 is put back. That's Brevik Hill, the sophomore.
I think Isaac Johnson.
And Isaac Johnson is the other deep back. Ball will come up from the right hash mark. That's the west hash mark closest to the covered grandstand. And the Celtics address the football, and it's a squib kick and falls on by the Caveman at the about the 48-yard line, 47-48-yard line. Caveman just covered it quickly. That's where the Caveman will take over first down and 10 with 6:29 to play.
Yeah, ball was recovered there by the one of the upmen for the Caveman. I believe it was number 27, Ashton Park, on the quick recovery, doing a good job of just jumping on top of it, not letting that ball bounce around.
First and 10 from the 47-yard, their own 47-yard line. The Cavemen split two men to the right-hand side. Howe is the quarterback now, up under center. Long snap count, takes the snap, rolls to his right-hand side. Heavy pressure is caught, breaks free, comes back across the 50-yard line, the 50, 45 to the 40, down the left-hand sideline, gets to the 30-yard line, inside the 30, down to about the 28-yard line. That's all Parker Howe. That's what makes him so valuable. He can do so many things. So Howell from scrimmage gets to the 28-yard line.
It's a great individual effort by Parker Howell, but at the same time, if you're Coach Page, you got to be holding your breath the whole time running around.
I know.
Because he's played good at linebacker, and he's definitely got to play quarterback for you. So
2 minutes split to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side, and Howell again up under center. Takes the snap. Gives the tailback. I think that's still Powers.
I think it was Berg.
Was it Berg?
Yeah, it's Berg.
It is Berg, yes. So Berg will get one on that one. .451 on the clock. Time ticking down with the running clock. 42-9 the score. Split right, split left, slot left, and a whistle stops the action before they get the snap off.
Yeah, they're making that left corner come out because he went down after the play to his head, and the referees are making him exit the game, which is smart.
And they've got Berg staying under center. Or, pardon me, they've got Howe staying under center. Puts the man in motion, coming left to right. There's the snap and the give to Berg. Berg a hit and collared in the backfield. He's up and all right, but he lost some yardage. That will put the ball back on the 29, so he lost four.
Yeah, Berg got hit right as he received the handoff from Parker Howell. Luckily, he didn't fumble that football.
2 minutes split to the right-hand side, two to the left-hand side. This time back on the shotgun for Howell. Takes a snap. He wants to throw past the flat left-hand side. Overthrown, incomplete. DeShane, the intended receiver, and we're inside of 4 minutes to play.
We're going to try to run a quick screen to DeShane, and it looks like the ball just sailed out of Howell's hands.
All right, Caveman come up to the line of scrimmage. Going to send two men to the wide side of the field this time. And two to the left side of the field. And the shotgun, Parker Howell. Berg, the tailback, steps up to Howell's right shoulder. Again, a long snap count. Deep drop, looks down the field, pulls it down himself, heads right straight ahead, gets across the 20-yard line down to the 15.
Fumble.
And lost the football, and the Celtics recovered on about the 16-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 for the Celtics. Coming up to the three-minute mark.
And that's a little bit of the sloppiness that, you know, we had kind of talked about at halftime. Just the sloppiness of, you know, the focus. You got your second team guys in. You got, you know, just different things happening, and it's hard to stay focused. And then, you know, it's caused two turnovers for the Cavemen, which luckily the score is very much out of hand. But it still causes that little lapse in judgment.
At the three-minute mark, here come the Celtics. Seaman splits the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Snap is high back into the end zone. We have safety going to happen here and out of the back of the end zone.
Could be a touchdown, Caveman. The quarterback missed the kick. Quarterback went to kick the ball out of the end zone, which would have caused the safety, and he missed the ball. And I couldn't see who recovered it, but one of the big boys for the Caveman recovered it for a touchdown.
Well, I'm not saying we've seen everything, but we've seen a lot tonight.
It's been a weird night, for sure.
And I'm not even sure who to assess that touchdown for, but it's 48-9. 2:52 showing on the clock, and the clock has stopped while they bring on the point after team. So, I believe Roberts is in to handle this kicking chore. Yes. And there's the snap, and the kick is up. Looks good. The official said it is good. 49-9. The Cavemen lead by 40 here with 2:52 on the clock. And we'll be right back with the kickoff after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Summer's winding down, but the savings are heating up at Kelly's Automotive Service. We're saying goodbye to summer with a deal you can't miss. Get a full synthetic oil change up to 6 quarts, plus a free air filter, including installation up to $35, a digital vehicle inspection, and a Ring-Nex windshield treatment. That's a $250 value for just $99. Most cars and light trucks. Get your car ready for the new season. Hurry in to Specialist Oil Year for September. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
And mystery kicker going to kick off. Did we almost pick up a name for that? Alejandro something?
He said, Clay said a name, but Alejandro something or another. I couldn't pick up what he said after that.
Alejandro, nice toe. 2:52 on the clock. It is stopped with the stoppage of play. Teeing the football up as we speak. On the road next Friday night, folks, we're headed to Salem. Take on the Vikings at North Salem High School. A lot of people up and moving to their cars right now. Alejandro. Ball is marked for play. Go for it, young man. And puts his toe to it. And picked up by one of the up men at the 15-yard line. Gets across the 20, down to about the 25, no further. And he's still on his feet, and there's a scramble trying to take him down. Lots of new numbers on the field. Now, back in the days before artificial turf, you could tell who had the new numbers because of the dirty uniforms. .226, Fox running first down and 10 for the Celtics. And the Grants Pass High Marching Band struck up the Star Wars theme. Is that the Darth Vader theme?
I believe so. Not a big Star Wars guy, though, so I wouldn't really know.
Up the line of scrimmage, the clock running at 2 minutes. One man coming off. 3 men split to the left-hand side, 1 to the right-hand side. Vassar remaining the quarterback. Puts Witter to his right shoulder. Low snap from center, picked up by the quarterback. Tries to do something with it. Moves off the right-hand side, still on his feet. He's elusive and kind of tosses it away out of bounds.
You're going to have a face mask. It's going to be a face mask on the defense. As he stepped up in the pocket, one of our defenders went by and slapped him in the face. And kind of, I think his glove got stuck on his face mask and his face went to the side. It's kind of weird that McNary is still staying with their starting quarterback. Their JV quarterback should have a quarter to give, even if he played all 4 quarters yesterday against our JV team. And he's one of those guys you can't afford to lose, in my opinion.
Let's see.
We saw number 9 earlier when he came out, when his helmet popped off.
Yep. He's not a JV either. He's a senior.
Oh, really?
Number 9 is, yeah.
Okay. Either way, this would be the moment I would put him in, because you're not coming back from this, and you don't need him to get hurt.
Yeah. Final minute of play. First down and 10 for the Celtics. Ball at the 37-yard line. Two men split to the right. One man to the right-hand side. There's a snap. Turn, give to a winner moving off to the right-hand side. And is stopped behind the line of scrimmage. A lost one. 33 seconds.
If I was McNary, I would just take this to the end of the game. I wouldn't even be
No more snaps.
I wouldn't run a play here. No. It's not worth it.
17 seconds. I'm not sure. Well, they're coming up the line.
They're going to try.
They're going to come up the line of scrimmage here. They got to hurry. 10 seconds, 6 seconds. No, they're not going to snap it. They just came up the line. They did snap it. Deep drop. Looks down the field. Rolls to his right-hand side. Wants to go deep. Throws the ball, and it is complete to about the 50-yard line, and he's down, that'll do the football game. Final score, 49-9. Folks, we'll be back right after this two-minute Cape Man timeout and wrap it all up for you.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local Do It Best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Air Man. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Air Man, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you with us here. Time to recap tonight's statistics, courtesy of the Indoor Air Man and Energy Conservation Specialist. Zach Morgan, what do you have for us in scoring?
Yeah, not much happened in the second half, just because of the running clock especially, but with 7:31 left in the third quarter, there was a 36-yard pass from Rosetta to Tim Hart. PAT by Parker Roberts was good to make it 42-3. Then with 8:14 left in the fourth quarter, there was a 27-yard run by Winter for McNary. The PT was no good to make it 42-9, Grants Pass. And then to finish the scoring for the game with 2:52 left in the fourth quarter, we couldn't see who recovered the touchdown, but there was a fumble recovery in the end zone for a touchdown. PAT by Parker Roberts was good to make it 49-9, which was your final score. Not much to talk about in the second half. I mean, aside from the Cavemen having a couple turnovers on fumbles, I think that's just from a lack of focus, like Coach had talked about, which is tough when you're beating a team that bad. But overall, a great team victory for the Cavemen, and something I believe they can truly build on for next week.
All right, thank you very much. We'll have more for you after this from the Indoor Airman.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Air Man. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Air Man, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back. Thank you very much. Individual numbers. We have a few for you. First of all, for the Celtics, we have Winter there with 45 yards and their one scoring touchdown. Let's see. Their quarterback actually gained about 5 yards on the ground. Didn't have a bad night throwing. Actually, I have him 12 of 19 for 149 yards. They generated about 198 yards in that losing effort. For the Grants Pass Cavemen, Powers had one touchdown, 39 yards rushing. Berg, I had him for about 9 yards. And second half, let's see, 8 yards for Hollister. And Howe had a 27-yard run, single-yard run for Rosetta. 84 yards on the ground for Grants Pass in this football game. 222 yards through the air for Jordan Rosetta. He was, I had him at 11 for 15, a total of 386 yards generated offense for Grants Pass. Parker Howe, 0 for 1 throwing the football. And that's just not fair. We know he's better than that. At any rate, let's see. Icy Johnson, still the favorite receiver with 93 yards receiving in the first half on 5 catches. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's tonight's scoring summary, courtesy of the Indoor Man, Airman, a team of dedicated pros determined to make a difference one house at a time. We'll talk about the player of the game after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5. Monday through Friday till 4 on Saturday and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Fall is the perfect time to spruce up your home for the holidays. And when you include new energy-efficient windows and doors from Diamond Home Improvement and Milgard Windows and Doors, you can also save money. Get up to $85 back on select Milgard Windows and Doors for a limited time. With over 40 standard window sizes in stock to choose from, upgrading your windows will be a breeze. Need help deciding? Their expert team is here to help you from design to installation. Hurry in before the cold weather sets in. Your new windows and doors are right at Diamond.
Well, the Cavemen now go to 1-1 on this young season after tonight's victory. 49-9 win over the McNary Celtics. Tonight's player of the game is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, and we'll share our decision on who that player will be right after this from Valvoline.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you very much for joining us. Let's see. Player of the game tonight once again. Pretty obvious here. 11 of 15 throwing the football, 222 yards, at least 3 touchdown passes is Jordan Rosetta. Congratulations to the 6'5", 215-pound sophomore as the Cavemen draw some momentum heading onto the road to make a challenge. We'll wrap things up after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Welcome back, everyone. We'll wrap things up here pretty quickly. Zach, any updates on those last scores?
But we know, I didn't see.
We
but
know
I mean,
Sprague is the real thing.
Sprague was handily handling North Medford, and South Medford was getting ready to score again on North Salem, which I think with how much time was left was going to put it out of hand for South Medford. So, yeah, I mean, I guess we'll see next week.
We'll know more when we go to that North Salem school to take on the Vikings there. We hope you'll join us. Well, for Aaron Zitzer, Staffing Radio Control tonight, Executive Producer Carl Wilson, color commentary Zach Morgan, I'm Chuck Benson, reminding you the final score tonight, the Cavemen 49-9 of the Celtics. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Football on KAJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who've made this presentation possible. And keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Football game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcast of the game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.